for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo, Bizarre.
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap kicking a nasty, dirty 50.
What's up, everybody? I just cut the music off with, like, so undramatically. Anyway, I hope everybody can hear me. Milkman, are you there?
Yeah, man, I hear you. The Madhouse is on.
Madhouse has finally returned. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, man, we're doing good here.
Yeah?
Man, we're just kind of recovering from this last week activity.
Yeah? Last week activity? What happened? What were we talking about?
Oh, you know, all the adventures I had, brewing around out there in the Caribbean, the Gulf Coast, and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Just been kind of laying low, you know?
Oh, yeah? Well, you guys have nothing to worry about in the Virgin Islands, man. Well, I guess you do in the future.
That's what I'm talking about. Let them blow on by. I hate to hear it, but, you know, as long as it misses.
Yeah, you guys,
me and you.
You guys laugh at hurricanes these days, right? You've been hit by so many of them by now. Well, you haven't
I'm not going to go that far. We've been wiped out before back in the Hugo days.
Okay, well, hopefully that doesn't happen again. Right here next to me, I have Andy's in the house. What's up, Andy?
Hey, what's up, Carlos?
Andy's back in, and we have considerably less. We have considerably less people tonight in the house. I just have me, Milkman is on, Andy is here next, and we got Athena's on the laptop. Athena, are you in the chat?
Hi, Athena.
Cool. Milkman's saying hi to you, by the way. She waved hi to you. She said hi.
Okay, I see you.
He sees you. Anyway, so what do we got planned for tonight? Just prank calls as usual, of course. I'm getting a lot of good stuff from Mr. Peepers. Lonesome Loser is sending in some stuff. Got a Cheers West in Pennsylvania. It sounds pretty cool. I never.
Yeah, Nunu sent in some numbers earlier there too.
Oh, he did. Nunu's in Britain though. How's that work?
He went and confirmed some in Kansas or called somewhere in the States.
Oh, he did. Oh, okay. Well,
that's
pretty good for him. All right, well, that's pretty good. I don't know what he's going to do with that. Okay.
This is one of them religious nuts who might be.
We got a number for a religious nut, huh? Hang on. Let me see.
That's the one I sent to you from New.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I got to read that story. I didn't get a chance to look at that. Big Apple Casino in Everett, Washington. I'm going to try to give them a call, see what's going on over at the Big Apple Casino. as normal, I'm unprepared, so I have no idea exactly what it is that I'm going to be talking about, but I'll play it by ear and see what happens. So, for the time being, everybody enjoy this next song. I have no idea what it's going to be. And we'll be right back with the first call tonight.
Don't play Beastie Boys.
That's what I got ready. What do you have against the Beastie
Boys? Tell them somebody took your money.
The Beastie Boys.
The Beastie Boys. Whoa, can I play Beck?
Yeah, that's all right.
This is
only you should have a better song than that one, though.
All right, well, you tell me what I need to get. Maybe I'll get it. All right, well, we'll be right back. It's 9:40 on the Madhouse.
Big Apple Casino Club Broadway. This is Carol Manhoff.
Yeah, hey, how you doing there?
I can barely hear you.
Well, what's the matter? We got a bad connection?
I don't know. My connection is just fine. What about yours?
I hear you just fine. You said you couldn't hear me.
How can I help you, honey?
Well, I need to understand something now. What kind of rooms do you have there in the casino?
You need to come here and talk to Destiny. He's the one that kind of... Is that what you want to do, is rent a room?
Yeah, sure, whatever. Whatever
you
think is
best. Well, you
need
to call and talk to the manager of that, and that would be Destiny. And he'll be here tomorrow about 11 o'clock or so.
Well, is there something that we can discuss? I mean, what do you know about the rooms?
I don't know anything about the rooms.
What can I do?
They're available.
How about the blackjack tables? Are they loose?
Let me pass you to the pit.
All right. Thanks.
Find that big girl.
Big Apple Casino, Club Broadway. Thanks for calling. Can I help you?
Yeah, I just went in there, and there's a funny bacon smell in the money that I was given.
A what?
A funny, kind of like a bacon smell.
You're going to have to speak up then. I don't hear you.
Well, ma'am, first of all, I'm not your son. Second of all, my mother's dead, so please don't say that. She just died last week.
I said sir.
You said son.
Okay.
Well, I can roll back the tape, maybe. Look, I got money out of your place. It smells like bacon grease, bacon fat.
Okay, and you want me to do what?
Well, I need to come in and exchange these quarters.
Okay.
What's the big deal?
Can I get your name?
Do you have people eating bacon while they're refilling the machine or something? I mean, what kind of operation you got going on here?
Can I get your name?
Yeah, this is Carlito.
Can you spell that for me?
C-A-R-L-I-T-O.
What's the last name?
I really would rather not give that out without having your last name first.
My name is Melissa Imes. I'm the shift manager.
Your name is Melissa what? Imes?
Imes.
I-A-M-E-S. I-A-M-S.
I-N-E-S.
I-E. M-E.
Imes. Looks like the dog food.
What? Like Imes?
I-M-E-S.
Imes?
Yes.
Nice. All right, so what do you do there exactly? Are you in the pit?
I'm the shift manager.
So can you explain to me why I have greasy quarters that smell like bacon fat?
What was that?
Can you explain why I have quarters that smell like bacon fat?
I don't know, honey, but if you got the money, they're probably not going to exchange it for you.
Well, it's... this is a travesty, you understand. I have all these coins that are greasy and they smell horrible.
Check it. Well, all I can tell you is you can come in and try.
Check what?
I'm talking to my employees.
You're talking to me. You're talking to me.
I have a job to do here, darling.
Yeah, and I have a job to do here, too.
Okay, well, what would you like me to do?
I need you to assure me that I can come in and exchange my these dirty
I cannot
coins.
Give you that approval.
Well, why not?
Because that is not my job.
Well, why don't you read to me your mission statement?
I don't have
you
one
don't,
of those.
You don't even have a mission statement. You don't even know yours. You're not very professional.
Well, you know, all I can tell you
don't
is
you
your
take
options
pride, don't
when
you take
your
pride
only
in,
options
in your job?
Are to come in and try.
Don't you take pride in your job in the organized crime industry? Or I'm sorry, the organized gambling industry?
They should have asked her if you could smell her and then the coins and compare.
She's probably over there eating chicken anyway. I bet you know. What do you think, Milkman?
Hey, that was good, man.
Yeah.
She's definitely guilty of the bacon and lettuce tomato sandwiches.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, they give out food to casinos, too. Milkman, you go to the casinos much in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, we got a nice casino out here. It's not huge, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Make a little bit of money.
Hey, Milkman, try speaking up a little bit. I don't know if you're coming out very
okay,
well.
I just didn't want to overload the
Oh, you're doing good. You're doing good, man. You're doing
okay.
Good. Yeah. So, hey, tell me, what's up with the price of gas over there in the VI, man?
Well, I'll tell you, it's just like everywhere. It's kind of nasty, man.
Yeah.
It's really, yeah.
Do you pay by the liter or do you pay by the gallon?
No, we're gallon, man. We're U.S.
Yeah, Puerto Rico is by the liter. It's so confusing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's I don't know. I think they rip you off that way, too, somehow. I don't know.
They're a splinter state.
Oh. Yeah, we're splinters.
Well, you know, they drive on the right-hand side of the road. But here, we drive on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, you guys are... Oh, really? Yeah, that's like the insane
in American cars. We look like postmen going down the road.
Really? Oh, so yeah, so the steering wheel's on the other side, too?
Like no, it's just... Yeah, it's on the... It's
on the
right
side.
On the...
On the American
mailbox
side,
side.
On the left side, yeah.
Yeah, regular car, wrong side of the road.
So how do you use an ATM? Through a drive-thru?
They're set up the other way.
Oh, they are? Okay, so the back. Oh, yeah, that makes more sense.
It's
yeah,
like it's like it's yeah. always. It's just when you come out, you got to jump in the left lane.
Really? Well, I would die. I can barely drive as it is now with the right hand system. I don't know.
Are most children in the Virgin Islands left handed?
Actually, there's a lot of left handers here. They do a lot of left handies, if you know what I mean.
No.
No, what do you
mean? What do you mean?
Tell us, man.
Twisting them left handed ciggies, man.
Check this out. New News is telling me about, I think I heard this story, a rabbi who was banned for sucking babies' cocks. Didn't he give them,
God.
Yeah.
He gave them herpes or something.
Yeah,
right?
Herpes. Well, that's it's a Jewish, like when they do the circumcision, they suck the blood off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? Supposed to do that?
Yeah. That's the ultra, ultra Jewish ones, the ones with the crazy sideburns.
The locks? Yeah. Acidic Jews,
God.
Right, I think?
That's
yeah, crazy. Uh-huh. What's a moil or a moium?
That's what that guy is.
Oh,
he's the Peter Trimmer.
So he had herpes. That's sick, man.
Yeah.
Rabbis get married, too, you know. I don't know. If someone's going to have... I would think a Catholic priest would have herpes before a rabbi would. Anyway. DTT, thank you in the chat room. By the way, everybody, if you go to kdkprankcalls.com, once again, that's kdkprankcalls.com. You can join the chat room in Java as well as there are instructions there to join us on the IRC. Also, be sure to visit my webpage for the show. It's madhouselive.com. Once again, that's madhouselive.com. The toll-free number, I believe, is open. Yes, it is. I know I opened it out earlier. That's 888-278-8509. Once again, that's to call toll-free to the Madhouse, you want to call 888-278-8509. If anybody in the chat room, I see DTT is like the only guy who's talking right now. If you can tell me how we're coming in on the stream, I'm assuming I'm not coming in too loud. Let us know how Andy sounds, and let me know how Milkman sounds. Milkman, I was going to ask you something here. I would like to call more casinos. You have like 24-hour casinos over there in the Virgin Islands, right?
Yeah, well, they're not 24 hours. There's one, but they don't close till like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, really? Yeah,
Eastern time.
Okay. And it's what? It's like 11 o'clock there almost now?
Yeah, it's 9:48.
Actually, yeah, Virgin Islands is 9. Oh, you know what? I found a site that lists all the major cities and stuff like that, and I can see the time. Like right now, it's 9:48. It's 9:48 in Aruba too. I don't know where the hell's Aruba.
Yeah,
it's in the same time.
I got this application I can send you that gives you all the world clock times. It's real small.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you for that. That'd be cool. Yeah, that would be cool. All right. Well, let me go back. Let me pay attention to Lonesome here because he's sending me numbers. Lonesome's coming through with some pretty cool numbers. I'm gonna try to give him some of those a call. Let me turn this down here. Let's get. You're on the Madhouse. Go ahead. Hello. Uh-oh. Oh, we got a problem. I got another caller, too. That's not even going on, is it?
Hello?
Hang on. Don't go anywhere. Oi. Hello.
Oh, jeez.
No, that's working
out. I just received your asking phone call from this number.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not really enjoying this.
Would you like a different kind of phone call?
I'm more delightful phone call.
Delightful? I don't do delightful. Fuck delightful, man. Am I here to entertain you?
Put the phone down between your legs, there, honey.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
What's up? Is this Randy?
Yeah.
What's up, Randy Dandy? How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Randy.
Yeah, that's good. Your friend Andy's here. Look, first, you're cool about last week. I mean, the assholes over here were talking some shit about you, but
I'm calling in to make the straighten stuff out. I'm not pissed about that. I don't really care.
Yeah, we're just playing with you, man.
If you were, you could challenge them to a rap battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
I don't really care that much.
All right, well, that's good. Hey, you're a very strong man. So what do you think about the hurricane, sir? What's going on? How has that affected you?
Nothing, really. We didn't even have storms up here.
No? You're in Illinois, right? Illinois.
Yeah, Illinois. It was like in Indiana, and those were where the storms from the hurricanes were.
Well,
but I've been watching TV and I've seen all the hicks talking in their language and stuff, and I've been seeing the black looters stealing stuff.
The black looters are a hoot, that's for sure.
It almost looks like
it looks like apes.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
I'm sorry, but they do.
Yeah, you got to talk close to this over here.
Why?
Well, Randy won't be able to hear you.
Oh, Randy won't.
Well, project your voice. Onto that right
there.
All
right.
Yeah, I was wondering, did you get hit by any of it?
Did we? Well, I mean, if it first came through here when it was a Category 1, Athena, what was it, Category 1 or Category 2 or something like that? Category 1. It hit south of here. We didn't see anything. We got, like, maybe a rain shower.
No, we didn't get anything at all.
We got some bands. Yeah. I know that.
I don't even think we got a single band.
Well, see, where it got hit is, like, Gulfport. I was just down there like 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah, that's right. Remember you told me like on our second show you're going down there with family and you didn't want to go. Oh, so you have family down there, right?
No, I don't. We just went down there for a vacation.
Oh, just for vacation. So you got to see it right before the end, pretty much, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Gulfport got pretty.
And they were just like rebuilding and everything.
Really?
Wow. And now it's like all gone yet again.
It sucks, man. Yeah.
Well, next time your parents go on vacation, tell them to come to Orlando.
Yeah.
Right. I've been down to Orlando twice.
Did you go to Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your favorite ride at Disney?
I'm not sure, really. They got a lot of good rides there.
You were high the whole time?
Yeah. I like Cedar Point up in Ohio, though.
Cedar Point?
That's probably my favorite theme park.
That sounds boring. Cedar. What do you do at Cedar Point? You got trees and stuff? What's the story there?
They got, like, the best roller coaster there. They got, like, Millennium Force and Top Thrill Dragster.
Or they have log cabins, and then you split firewood.
Yeah.
Whittling.
Yeah, nobody has log cabins.
Yeah. So,
except for the Canadians who live in igloos.
Yeah.
Do you have to rub your sticks together to
start
a fire?
You want to do some calls?
Yeah,
I do.
Yes, we do. If you have a number, you can send it to me in IM, or I've got a bank of stuff coming in from my main man, Lonesome Loser, also known as Peepers.
I'll do one of Peeper's numbers.
All right, yeah, he's always got the good shit, man. He comes through with the creepy numbers.
Yeah,
he's got Admiral's Cove Beach Club in Washington. I don't know about that. Annie Fanny's Bar, Grill, and Casino. We've got the Aristocrats Club, the Arnada Cafe, Bacchus Restaurant, Back Alley Nightclub. We just did the Big Apple Casino. There's the Boom Boom Room. The Boom Boom Room. That's that movie, Eddie Murphy. No, not Eddie Murphy.
Can we do, like, a residential?
No, not Golden Child. At the Boom Boom Room? That's a nightclub, actually.
I don't really want to do nightclubs because they never work out with me.
Okay.
It's, like, extremely loud in there.
I'm thinking of staying away from those, too. That's a problem, but... I don't know. All right, we got another club here.
What is that one? C. Earn Street.
What's that?
Doesn't sound like a person.
Just like Vegas action, Las Vegas casino.
No, the very bottom one.
Oh, that's in Hawaii. Yeah. I don't know what that is though.
Yeah.
Nice. I just got an address. Hawaii. There's some guy that answered in Hawaii at 9:52. I don't have a name. You want to try just calling him?
Sure. All
right.
Some guy in Hawaii.
Yeah, some guy in Hawaii. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna ask him if the toilets flush counterclockwise.
Okay. All right. You watch much Simpsons?
Yeah, no, but it just came out of my head.
Okay. All right, well, let's see how this goes, Randy. Yeah, hang on a second. Randy, have you been telling people about PCU at all, the new stream? We have another stream, yeah.
Yeah, I've been telling everybody to change their bookmarks.
All right, good.
Randy, when all your friends going to call in?
Yeah.
All the girls.
Yeah.
Hey, Carlito.
Hey, Milkman.
Let me give a shout-out to Phaser9. He's a new listener. First time in tonight. He's joining us from Canada. And give him a hello.
Hello, Canada. Phaser?
Phaser9.
Phaser9 in Canada. Thanks. What are the... Canada.
Phaser.
Canadian.
It's the north of us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's Canada's things. All right, anyway.
Richard A-hole. Oh, that's good right there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you got a Richard A-hole. You want to call that? Some old lady.
Yeah, where?
Hey, do you know where Rockford, Illinois is? You're in Illinois.
Oh, yeah, I already know. I know where Rockford is.
Yeah, she's in Rockford.
That's, like, near Chicago.
Okay, some old lady answer there, 9:55. Richard A-hole. Richard, middle initial A, last name Hole. Oh, sorry. There you go. I'm Bogarting it. All right, let's do that then. All right, man. So we're going to be right back, everybody, with Randy Dandy's a guest call. It's 9:58. You're listening to The Madhouse.
Okay.
Milkman.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, is Richard there?
Who's calling?
This would be Jonathan.
Who?
Jonathan. The Bingo House. I
want
to talk to him. I want to talk to him about the hurricane.
You want to talk to Richard about the hurricane?
Yes, it's been a bad, tragic thing that's been going on, and I have a cousin who is down there right now.
Well, you can talk to him, but I'm sure he doesn't know anything about it here.
Hello.
Hello, Richard. There's been a very tragic thing that's happened to John. Richard?
Yes.
There's something that's very tragic that happened to John. He was down in South Carolina.
Who?
John was down there.
I don't know. Who do you mean by Don? I don't know any Don.
Well, What do you mean you don't know John? He was a good friend of yours. And
what's his name?
He was down in Louisiana, and his condo got hit by the hurricane.
I say I don't know any Don down there.
His name is John.
John what?
John Lutz.
What?
Lutz. L-O-O-T-S.
I don't know such a man at all.
You need a hearing aid.
What?
Did anybody ever tell you that you need a hearing aid?
No, as a matter of fact, not, but I don't know anybody by that name at all.
Well, I sure do, and I can't believe you don't remember him.
Don't remember him, don't know him at all.
Do you have the Alzheimer's?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, my God.
Well, goodbye.
You have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
You need to take some Tylenol for that headache, boy.
Yeah. All right, well, Randy, what are your thoughts on what you just did to that guy?
That guy was a faggot.
Yeah, he was. Well,
oh, my.
We should spread his name around. You should write... I'm going to write his name on bathroom walls.
I think he was fondling himself during that.
But I was trying to get it started by saying he has Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. I don't care. He doesn't care. He's one of those old people that's going to die soon. Very soon. You know, I was thinking I should give him a call later on and just try to tell him that I'm from a fundraiser. You know, I shouldn't make fun of the hurricane now. I should not invoke the tragedy in Louisiana with prank calls. What do you, Randy? How do you feel on that? Do you think it would be wrong for me to do that?
I wouldn't act like a donation, but I'd probably say something about how a good friend of theirs got like caught up in the hurricane.
Yeah, well,
it was in their condo, and we haven't gotten a call from them since.
Well, I would like to call as a member of the clan and say that I'm taking donations for the clan members displaced in Mississippi.
I was wanted to call somebody in the KKK and ask if they wanted to donate to the United Negro Fund.
Yeah, well, they're not going to.
It'd be so fucking funny. They get like so pissed off.
Yeah, if we get like a wannabe Daniel Carver or something like that, I could do that. Anyway, well, hey, Randy, you have yourself a good night. Thank you for calling.
Okay, later, man.
All right, man. It's always good to talk to you. Later, man.
Bye.
Take it easy.
Peace out, man.
All right, Milkman.
Yeah.
What do you think about that idea? Calling, asking for a donation, but as a clan.
If he's going to do it as a Republican, but I really just kind of feel like they've really had a tough time, so, you know, if they even manage an answer or phone,
yeah,
we better be good.
Well, no, I wouldn't call Mississippi. I'd call somewhere else, but I'd say that I'm...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
call, like, Detroit or something.
Tell them to donate
Republican
Hurricane Relief Fund.
The Hurricane Relief Fund.
Right.
Yeah, no. I'll do the clan. I'll say I'm straight up from the clan. No one's going to buy that. They'll be appalled. If I can get a black person to pick up and say
that. Yeah, we're some rednecks down here. We'd like to have some money.
Yeah, well.
Because, like, they're not getting the chance to do all the looting that the inner city folk are.
Yeah. Where are the rednecks now? They should be headed down to Louisiana with their shotguns.
Well,
man.
The thing is, they're the ones who stay in their homes and die. So.
Oh, yeah, they all drown.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
just laying there in the middle of the highway, what's left of it, and starving to death. Babies and everything.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
It is a horrible scene, yeah. Let's not make fun of the situation, but
I got a lot of empathy for him.
It looks like
bad.
Another country, though.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen any part of America look like that.
Yeah. Like, if there were to be a race war, I would imagine it like what New Orleans looks like right now. It's just
what they're shooting for: food and tennis shoes.
Food and tennis shoes. Well, I don't know what are they supposed to do with the widescreen TVs and HD TVs and stuff that they're stealing. I mean,
well, they're
not messing with that. They're just trying to get some food for their babies, diapers, and tennis shoes because there's all the debris in the street.
Oh, I thought it was because they liked to dunk.
Yeah.
And Walmart is not giving anything away, and that's why they're having so much problems.
Yeah, fuck Walmart, man. Walmart can kiss my fucking ass. Walmart should just open the door and say, you know, anybody needs anything except for guns. And see, that's the whole fucking thing. You let Walmart have guns, and look what's happening now. You got gangs of armed men roaming the streets of New Orleans, what's left of it. I don't know.
Hello, thank you for calling Walmart. How may I help?
Yeah.
Hey, we got a call that just came in from Walmart.
Yeah? Really? Do we not?
You better stop talking shit, or we'll kill you.
Walmarts, yeah. They
know everything.
Walmarts don't play.
We just bought the internet.
Yeah. Walmart just pointed the internet. Oh, man. Yeah, I should call a Walmart and ask to talk to one of the greeters. Like, can I talk to the greeter, please? I need to talk to the greeter. You know, like, well, I wonder if they'll let the greeter come back from greeting duties.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Those ones in Hawaii we was calling a while back, yeah. I mean, they are lucrative. They are hilarious. They're so friendly.
Really? In Hawaii? The Walmart in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, there's Walmarts in Hawaii, and I mean, they are great. They stay on for hours.
I need to get a Walmart in Hawaii, man. I definitely need to do that. You got a chance to jump online, find me a phone number for a Walmart in Honolulu or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure what city it is, but it's definitely there.
All right.
I'm going to see if I can scrape one out.
Okay, well, let me take this call real quick while you do that, all right?
All right.
You're on the Madhouse.
Yeah, is it AAA?
Yes, this is. How can we help you, sir? I need your make and model of vehicle, please.
I have a Ford Contour. It's a 96.
96? We don't cover a 96 Contour. That's a piece of shit car, man.
Excuse me?
I said that's a piece of shit car. We don't cover that.
I have AAA. Is this AAA?
Yeah, this is AAA. But
you call AAA.
Yeah, right? You call 1-800-AAA-AAA-A?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's me.
Does your car have rims on it?
They're going to say piece of shit car at AAA, sir.
Does your car have rims on it?
At AAA, we only cover cars that are the hot shit.
Yeah, that's it. That's this AAA. The AAA you're calling out, we only deal with nice platinum cars. Have to be expensive.
Do you have the managers?
Well, we're all managers here, actually. It's a manager convention tonight.
Did you just curse and call my car a piece of shit?
Yeah, it is definitely a piece of shit. Ford Contour. Ford Contour is a piece of shit. A 96?
Am I calling the right number?
96 is a bad year, too. 96 is a horrible year for cars. What would you buy in 96? The worst year for cars in the 90s was 96. My mom drives a 96 Corolla. It's a piece of shit. Yo.
Can you please come and get this car?
There's no way that I'm going to send someone to pick up that piece of shit car.
Our tow trucks will look very gay.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We can start, if we start looking gay out there, the competition. There'd be a revolt. It'd look like New Orleans again. It'd be horrible. Can you imagine the damage to the society if AAA were to go down and pick up a Ford Contour? A Ford Contour. No one would take this seriously anymore. What the hell? I think Zolar really drives a Ford Contour. Zolar, man. Call back. Don't be angry like that, man.
We should have asked him if he's willing to perform sexual duties for, a towing fee.
I should have, yeah. Hell yeah, man. Yeah, I bet you
we got Bubba over here from Deliverance, and he'll help you out.
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think that was Zolar. I'm pretty sure it was. I think I recognize the number. So hopefully he just got disconnected. I really hope he doesn't drive a Ford Contour, because that's by no means do I mean to offend him.
I can't imagine he would drive a Ford Contour.
No, I don't think he has a car even.
I don't have a car, so I'm not going to say anything bad about a Contour anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
I do have a car, it just hasn't been driven in a year.
I don't have air conditioning anymore in my car. That fucking sucks, because I'm addicted to AC. It's like 70 degrees in here right now.
He was telling me about Big pimping around in his BMW up here in New York, so it's hard to tell.
That's a damn Nazi car, man. He's half Jewish, isn't he? Yeah, man. That's crazy. Anyway, Zohar, give him a call back. Let me get the toll-free. I'm making so much noise out here. The toll-free line is 888-278-8509. Once again, toll-free 888-278-8509. Getting something, an instant message here. Atomic Farm is reaching me via MSN. You can call me from Canada, but your call will be shorter because it's going to cost me a lot more than the United States.
And it'll also be monitored.
Is that phaser?
By both governments.
I'm not sure. Atomic, he's on MSN. I don't know.
I can't imagine anyone else.
If it's phaser, take his call.
Oh, no, I will. Cool. Yeah, I just can't talk forever because that shit. Yeah. I don't make that much. Is AAA?
Hey
man, you drive a Ford Contour, don't you?
Actually, I did. I don't think it was a 96 though. I think it was even less than that.
Oh, well, you're right.
That was back when it was 91. I think I had the car. I crashed it into the Verrazano Bridge one night.
The Verrazano Bridge. That's
the largest suspension bridge in the world, you know.
Oh, I think I saw that on History Channel or something at some point. Mega structure.
There you go.
Yeah.
And how dare you?
Freaking thing long.
Well, a gay magazine rated the Ford Contra as the most gay-friendly car of 1996. You didn't know that?
I felt very happy when I was driving it.
Well, that's where you're getting all the looks, Zobar. I'm just playing with you, man. So what's good, man?
No, I know. I was calling to yell at you because you didn't thank me for having the password to kick the stream.
Oh, that's right. Well, I found that at the same time you did, but I thank you very much. Well, I had to get on really quickly, but I appreciate your help. You always come through, Zobar. Very good of you.
Yeah, you don't know that because I took that message from KDK and I downloaded it into anywhere on my computer. I didn't even realize where I had it. And I was like, I was under stress. It was like, you know, like it was a 30-second countdown and the bomb's going to go off. Oh, and yeah. If I don't get it, I'm an asshole. Yeah. And I found it. And I felt really accomplished. Yeah. And I was waiting for the show to come on. And you never mentioned me.
No, well, I didn't mean to say it. I'm sorry. Everybody, I would like to thank Zobar for coming through.
Yeah, give him a big shout out to Zobar.
Zobar, he sounds like he's in, you know, he could get my ass killed out there if I was in New York. Anyway.
I try to hook Milkman up via the you know, whatever that is, Gizmo shit that he's using there.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it last week with Prankmaster.
Really? Really? I thought you guys had it working. I don't know. Milkman tells me it worked.
Tell him it's working now.
Well, I was suggesting to him that he was going to call into my show that we would call somebody and make believe we were trying to get random opinions on his guitar playing, and then he would start to play the guitar as beautifully as he does,
right.
And then he would sing some lyrics that would lead into very disgusting lyrics, and see what the person had to say about that.
That sounds really cool, actually. Yes, you can't you can't hear him, but Zobar, but. Milkman says it's working, it's just that he's having technical difficulties on his end, but they're fixed now.
Oh, because I was going to suggest that you do that, and it would sound really cool, too, so I wanted to hear you and Milkman do that, but I guess that's not an option this evening, eh?
Milkman, he can definitely do it.
He's here.
Yeah, he's on here. You can't hear him, but I can definitely patch it through. I didn't know Milkman
plus. You got to get it so we can patch me
up. What about the quota that we're going to ask the opinion of, and then he gets into explicit lyrics? They won't be able to hear him either then, right?
Oh, no. They'll definitely hear him through Gizmo. Yeah. The way I set it up, they'll hear.
Well,
him
if they can hear him, then Zobar would be able to hear him right now, right?
I'm thinking, no.
Anyway, try this number when we get a chance too.
Yeah.
7509. I called that instead of your number, and I got this creepy sounding voice thing. And I mean, it was a person, but it was really creepy.
Oh, really? So 7509 is a creepy person?
Yeah, and I didn't know if it was a young child that was, you know, very educated and able to hold a conversation, or somebody who was a midget. I couldn't figure it out.
Really? Oh, that sounds cool. I might have to call that. Oh yeah.
Call right away, and I'll be listening. Okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll do that. Well, you got to go take a shit or something, Zobar?
No, I want to leave you to your show, and I don't want to do all that.
Yeah, well, no, definitely plug your show. You're on tomorrow night at 10, right? Here on PCU.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, thank you. See, I'm not calling just for shameless plugs, but now that you've mentioned it, pretty genuine. Zobar Vision will be at 10 p.m. There will be nudity and full streaming video.
Yeah, full streaming video.
Yeah, baby.
Wow,
man, full streaming. Nudity, too? You promised nudity this time, right?
I'm sorry, say again?
You're promising nudity this time for sure, right?
Oh, yeah, it's a guarantee, even if I have to get naked myself.
Tell Pipemaster he better put on his bikini underwear.
All right, try to call that number, and I want to hear what happens.
All right, man. All right, well, hey, I'll be looking forward to checking you out tomorrow. Thank you very much for calling, as always.
Thank you.
All right,
later, Zola.
Later,
Zola. We'll catch you later, boy.
All right,
later, Milkman. Later,
everybody.
Later. All right, that's that was Zobar from Howard Stern fame.
Man, that
was dry. Anyway, this is I did the wrong applause. Look, I already got Walmart's.
You on the beat.
You're so white. You can't even clap to the beat. Andy, have you ever danced before?
No, I don't really. I don't do that much.
No, I don't dance either. I've danced more than you probably in my life. Anyway, yeah, I've got a few Walmarts in Hawaii.
There's three in one town.
Well,
yeah, that's the same one.
The Vision Center, the photographer, and the optometrist. Huh. And a woman answered it. 10:09 p.m. 10:09 p.m. Right now it is in Hawaii. Let me update myself. It's 4:13 p.m. right now in Hawaii.
That can't be right.
Oh, that's definitely right. That's confirmed right there, hey, sir. For the sequence, Detroit is 10:13 right now. They're not.
Let's give a check out to that number Nunu called in before they go to sleep.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Nunu's on the in the British Isles. Hang on. Let's do Nunu's call. You're right. Good call, Milkman. Let's see. That's why I got Milkman on.
We got somebody wanting to join us in a Gizmo conference, too.
Oh, yeah? Okay. All right. Well, we'll definitely... who's that? Is that Phaser who's going to join us?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, we'll definitely try that. We'll definitely have to give it a try. Okay. Working on good things here. I'm going to do one more call before I take a break. I'm not going to last here very much longer for my next break if I wait too long. Damn it, man. All right, so Nunu's number. Let me get that over here. You sent that to me, right?
Yeah.
All right, hang on here.
You need it again?
I got it. Okay. The first one? Let me... Gosh.
Oh, no.
Damn it. Lost it. Hang on. Expand it. All right, cool. John Calvert, right? Is that what you're talking about?
That's the one.
All right, so... It's confirmed. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. What the hell? All I need to tell him is that you think evolution is a load of shit.
Evolution shit.
What? Okay, what's...
Hey, John Calvert, evolution shit.
That's Nunu's idea. He wants us to, he wants us to work one in on him.
Okay, so what? Is he against evolution? Is that what it is?
Yeah, he's a religious nut, and he's trying to push all that religious agenda, and you know how they've been doing.
Okay.
Call and say you're like
he'll be easy to fraud into a phone.
You want
to
do a pre-interview.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him, I'm going to put him on Christian Science Monitor Radio.
You're doing a pre-interview.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely got to do that. Hell yeah. I like
we got some Walmart numbers coming in.
Oh, you do? All right, yeah. I want to call a greeter in a Hawaiian Walmart. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get Nunu, man.
Hell yeah. All right, let's hook Nunu up real quick here. All right. So we're going to do this call here to some religious nut named John Calvert. Let's see what happens with this. Everybody, we'll be right back in just a moment. It's 10:18 on the Madhouse.
Los Angeles Approach Control, this is Cessna 0281 Echo 119.3. Over.
Cessna 81 Echo, Los Angeles Approach Control. Roger.
Cessna 81 Echo is over the Compton Airport, 5-2 at 5000, requesting a ground controlled approach to the Los Angeles Airport. Over.
81 Echo, Los Angeles Approach Control. Roger. Radio identification, turn right heading 030.
Yeah, I think it was then.
I've lost my Bible.
My Bible is possessed.
Hello.
I sat down
this
on
is
it.
ID net.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave a damn message.
That's I lost my Bible. I sat down on it and I can't find it.
Right on, man. Well, I guess they do go to sleep early. I'm sorry, Nunu, man. You're gonna have to wait until next week. We'll do that at the very beginning of the show at 9:15.
I'll save the text.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I've got it. I save everything that everybody sends me. I copy in this one file with all the numbers I've called. I'll make notes of what night I called them, if I had someone on the line, how the call
was. And we got several Walmarts lined up for Hawaii later, too. So
we
got a good night.
Yeah. Lonesome has sent me a bunch of Walmart numbers in Hawaii. Thank you, as always. He always comes through with good stuff.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, and he confirms, too. So he's the preferred... He's the preferred provider for numbers for the Madhouse. Is definitely...
He's definitely got some frequent flyer miles here.
Yeah? Yeah. All right. All right, well, look, I'm going to have to take a break because I really need to get some water. I'm parched, and I got to use the restroom. So, Milkman, you go ahead and go get a beer, whatever you need to do. And we'll be right back after this, everybody. You're listening to The Madhouse. It's 10:23 p.m.
Fuck your life. I'm a psycho.
And that's fucking what man did. My dreams, the drugs, my life, my sins. Send these to friends.
The Madhouse will be back right after this.
Fuck your life.
Nigga, fuck your life, nigga. Nigga, fuck my life.
The house next door to me's been sold to niggers.
Yeah, crackers. That house.
up, everybody? You're back on the... I don't need to be talking to you. Sometimes I will. There's a mic right on my head. Right below. What's up, everybody? You're listening to The Madhouse. It's now 10:32 Eastern. Giving out some more information real quick. The toll-free number to call in is 888-278-8509. Once again, that's 1-888-278-8509. Milkman, are you there?
Yeah, baby, we're here, man. My milk got shook up. The razor did it.
Right. The razor. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's too bad I couldn't get through to the evolutionist guy because prospectable.
Yeah, there was. That was a good prospect. Funny. Next time we'll try and hack his machine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll try to call him next week for sure, early in the show, so Nuno can check that out because he's in London.
Yeah,
he's about
we'll
to sign
him
off
in that way.
Yeah, it's late for Nunu. We'll get in trouble. I've got Zolar gave me. He told me the phone number that's one digit off our toll free line. Is somebody creepy who picked up a little bit ago. So I'm going to try to give him a call coming up here. Also got some Walmarts in Hawaii that I want to call. They've come through from Lonesome Loser in the chat room.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, speaking of the chat room, if you're listening to the show, there's plenty of room for you to join in the chat. There's quite a few number of people in there right now chatting it up, talking about the show, giving suggestions, telling me that my break was too long, and things like that. Thank you for that. You want to go to kdkprankcalls.com. Once again, that's kdkprankcalls.com. You can check out the PCU homepage for now until we get PCUradio.com running again. You want to go ahead and go there. What was this now? What was this? Okay. People jammed against... This is in New Orleans here at the Superdome. People jammed against police barricades in the rain. Pets were not allowed on the bus. I guess someone's trying to evacuate it with a dog?
Snowball, yeah.
Okay, so pets were not allowed on the bus. When a police officer confiscated a little boy's dog, the child cried until he vomited, saying, "Snowball, snowball, snowball," he cried.
Oh, my God. Why'd you read that?
Awful.
Why would you say that's funny?
I don't know. Well, you pointed out a second ago.
It was funny when I pointed out that you just, like, you off the air.
We're going to have to do a tribute call. Give him a taps for Snowball.
Yeah. Taps.
And all
taps.
Our friends down in Louisiana.
Let me hook up. I got my custom taps that I made. I mixed a bunch of sounds.
Yeah, baby.
But I have a dog. I wouldn't leave him. My dog is Captain America. No. I would take him with.
Yeah, but you can't.
I have
they're not gonna put
internet
a,
cat.
They're not going to put your dog on a bus, man. Not yours. You got a Rottweiler, man.
No, I don't have a Rottweiler.
You got a pit bull.
I have
man.
A pit bull.
I was confusing.
My dog could be bus security to make sure no other animals got on.
Yeah, right. He'll probably bring dysentery with him and stuff. Anyway, this is for
Snowball.
Noah's
Ark, man.
Sorry, Snowball.
You got some vomit? Is someone vomiting, too? Maybe a kid vomiting.
No, I don't have vomiting.
Snowball, we dedicate this moment to you and all of our wonderful friends down in Louisiana who have suffered.
That's true.
We will miss you, but you're in our hearts.
Well, it's not over yet. I'm very sad. I don't know how many people could end up. I think it'll be definitely the toll count, I think, will reach 9/11 for sure. I mean, what was 9/11? Like 2,500 something?
It was like 1,200 or something like that.
I think it was 1,200 or... I think it was 1,200 in the Trade Center.
There was a lot. It's in the thousands for sure.
Yeah.
But the really sad thing is that this could have been prevented, this tragedy. I mean, once it's gonna start getting out, common knowledge, they did not have enough funding from the government to finish building the dike walls.
Yeah.
And that's why it fell apart.
Yeah, and they blamed that on the war in Iraq and also the lack of National Guards. National Guardsmen were able to respond. They've had to kind of gather them together first because everyone's all dispersed.
Right.
And you've got the Louisiana National Guard that's coming back now and next week, and they're coming back to this. You know, I mean, it's going to be horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys are just sitting over there, just speechless, I'm sure, looking at TV, family, homes, you know, disappearing. They're sitting there, you know, playing Army.
Yeah, right on. Well, it's a sad situation, and
it is.
I would love to say anybody who can donate, please do. And every little bit helps. I guess what Red Cross probably works out. There's a website out. I don't know. I'll try to find it. I'll post it in my page for people. It's like you can donate with PayPal, and I mean they're encouraging people who just want to donate $1, $2, $5 or something. Just if they get enough of them, they said at least they can give something, together one big lump sum.
I got a couple bookmark from last night from KDK's show.
Yeah.
Pictures and everything. It is just, like, incredible.
Yeah, it is, yeah. This is going to be a lot
of stuff. It's like a bomb blast.
Yeah, it's horrible, it's horrible. All right. Well, let's not focus too much on that. Let's try to do, because everybody, I'm sure, has been watching the news and everything. We want to get to something a little bit more lighthearted. So let's just play this real quick. It's more like it. See? That's it. Much better. Okay, we're done with it. All right, so let's try.
All right.
You know, in a week, you know, the news is going to be like, everything is fine. Anyway, you know what I mean? It's, no one's going to care anymore. As soon as, you know, I don't know. Anyway, I'm not getting angry at the current situation. All right, we're ready to try Richard A-hole. What do you think here, Milkman or Andy? Give me a suggestion. You want to call the Walmart, call Zolar's number, or...
Let's call Zolar's number. We'll have the madhouse. Call the spook house and see what happens.
Because
you know, Hawaii's going to be up for a long time. It's only 10:30
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
so.
we got plenty of time to fuck with Hawaii. All right, let me give. Let me.
That'll be our dessert.
Yeah, true. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and give a call then to who is this now? I better not give out the number before I call because someone will be messing with them. But it's one digit off our toll free line here. 888-278-8509 is my number. This one is a different one, so I'm going to give that a call now.
We're not going to tell you which digit.
Yeah, exactly. We'll tell you maybe afterwards if they're assholes or something. So, and I'll be right back with y'all. Hang on, you're listening to The Madhouse. It is now 10:38.
Oh, baby!
Sorry, you have entered an invalid phone number.
What? I can't use it. Oh, I guess I can't call toll-free number. Damn.
Well, you would just have to... Can you just call it, like, with the phone without using the card?
You know what I can do? I can use Gizmo, for sure. Let's go ahead and use Gizmo. All
right. Wait, you did it wrong in Gizmo. Look.
Yeah, I'm good. Hang on.
Cool.
This is like a word processor.
You stupid fool.
I'm not. Oh, man. You know, if I do this, I'll have to disconnect with Milkman. Milkman, you there?
Hey, we can come back on a conference.
I guess so. I'd have to disconnect with you, though. All right, hang on. Milkman, I'll call you right back, okay?
All right, Rick.
All right, thanks. Bye, Milkman.
Bye, later, Milk.
Yeah, we'll be right back with Milkman. Should be real easy to get him back on. I like this program here. I'm still messing with this. This is a way to conference call people and everything. That'd be awesome. All right, let's try this out.
Oh.
That's me. Why would I call myself? Hello. 7-5.
Hello.
Hey, hello. How you doing there, ma'am?
Yes.
Hello. Look, I've been receiving some harassing phone calls from this number.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
I've been receiving very harassing phone calls from this number here. Some asshole named Carlito. What's the big deal?
From who?
Some asshole named Carlito calling from this number, making harassing phone calls to my wife.
I don't know.
Why don't you put that kid on the phone who's been calling me? Go ahead and get in front and put him on, all right?
Okay.
Hurry up. Oops, doing it.
Where'd she go?
Hello. Sure, it's taking her time.
Hey, is she hanging up?
I don't know.
You sure?
Never know. Call her back. Yeah, she did.
Oh!
She did. I'll disrespect her. I'm gonna give her the gong.
Hello?
Hello! Hello! I have been receiving harassing phone calls from this number. Put your son on the phone now. Put your son on the phone right now. Hello, ma'am.
Excuse me, who are you?
I have been receiving harassing phone calls from your number. And I don't appreciate it. My wife is pregnant and she could go into labor any second. How dare you call her and upset her like that?
Okay.
I'm very sorry. Some punk kid over there is calling over here. Talking about Carlito.
My son is not a punk kid.
Yeah, oh yeah, your son is a punk kid. He's a punk little bastard is what he is. Hello? Hello? Hello, damn you.
She hung up on
me. My son's not a punk kid. He's a good kid.
Yeah.
My son is very beautiful. Man, fuck her son, man. Her son ain't shit. The bitch. I had her thinking that. I don't know if she had a son. I didn't hear a boy. That was a girl that answered, right? Was all I said. It was a boy.
Yeah, we're going to talk to him. Little voice.
Yeah. Milkman, come on, answer the phone. Trying to get Milkman back on the satellite, bastard. Milkman always has to mess things up. Damn Milkman. Damn him to hell. Oh, that sounds like
good to be connected. Try to get to work.
I've done it before, though. I don't know. Alright, well, let me restart Gizmo. That sometimes helps. Sometimes you gotta. This it's still in like a beta. Not beta stage, but it's still like a young piece of software, so. Still got bugs in it. They have like an update every week for this program, so. Anyway, trying to get Milkman back on the line here. Yeah, see, that's probably what it looks like. There's an upgrade. I can't do that now. Shit. Probably came out tonight. Damn it, man.
What does that mean?
It's just. I don't know. Things get funny if I don't have the right version. Yeah, see, Milkman probably already upgraded.
Yeah, because he thinks he's better than everybody
else. Actually, says Milkman's on the phone. He's on still.
Hey.
Yeah, Milkman, you got to disconnect from what you're doing. That's it. Milkman, when you get a chance, disconnect. Anyway, we're losing control here, guys. I'm sorry. Let me start paying attention here. We're going to call a Walmart and call. Oh, I see. He wants me to call him on that. Let's see what's going on. All right, hang on. We're going to do that, Milkman. Just one second, everybody, bear with me. We're trying to get things going once again.
Oh, they're calling.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Milkman? Who you got
all
there?
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're coming in good. Yeah, we hear you.
Good, fantastic.
Yeah, good.
We just got a little party here we added on. Party room, everybody step on over in the party room here, the conference room. We got one of our new listeners on tonight. Name's Phaser. Say hi to Phaser, PCU.
Hey, Phaser. Phaser?
Yeah, how you doing?
All right. Phaser, so Canada, huh?
Yeah. I don't live in an...
Oh, Phaser. What? You don't live in a...
Igloo.
Igloo? What?
Yeah, what's wrong with this thing?
I don't know.
We're too far away.
He lives in an igloo.
I don't know.
Do you have a beaver hat?
These guys are pretty funny.
You don't want a cold pocket, so be careful.
What were you guys talking about before you came back on?
Yeah, what was that all about?
Can you just update us?
Tell Mama Phaser to not sit on the ice block.
On the ice block. Milkman, I like how you're just hosting a party without me in the name of the madhouse. That's very disrespectful. Sir.
No, that's why you're here, man. This right here is the party.
Alright.
This
well.
Is for all of us, man.
Alright.
You're the man.
Yes, that's
how
right.
Can we have a party in the madhouse without you? You're the leader.
Yeah, I'm the fearless leader. I'm leader of nothing.
Leader of the free world.
My listeners are up. Hey, look, I need to start making calls. People get mad. You know how they got last week.
Hey,
they got all pissed
off. Call some of those numbers that Peep sent. He just sent a fleet of them. You need them back?
Yeah, I got them. He sent me a fleet of, whatchamacallit. He sent me a fleet of Walmarts.
Yeah, and before that, there was a ton of them he sent.
Yeah, I got those.
Lumpy ass.
Lumpy ass? Where?
Lansom Page, lumpy ass.
Lumpy ass. Oh, lumpy ass.
Lumpy ass.
Lumpy ass. And Pickney...
Dick D. Crab.
An old guy answered. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, let me go. Let me call the Walmart. Come on now. You're going crazy over there, kid. Hang on. God dang it. Okay. Let me call Walmart in Hawaii here, and nothing in Honolulu. What is this? A girl answered?
Usually, like, girls, they'll sit on the phone a long time, like the young girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got nothing to do.
They're used to, like, you know, immature.
Yeah, just try and BS them, and they'll stay on. I was on several calls with those.
Okay.
You just kind of friendly BS, you know. And
okay.
You having a good time?
They'll stay on as long as don't be rude.
Hell's Walmart.
What's going on?
All right, hang on, Milkman. Everybody else are going to be back with another call.
What kind of fishing rods do you have?
The answer.
Walmart, I live in Express. This is Cena. How can I help you?
Book and it shall be done.
Hello?
Yes, ask for and it shall be done, my child, huh? Don't you think? What do you say
about
that? I'm sorry. Can you hear me there?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes?
Don't play. Hey, look and it shall be done.
I can't hear you.
I need to speak to the greeter. Hello? Ma'am?
I can't hear you.
Let me
hello?
Can I speak to the goddamn greeter?
The greeter?
Yes, please.
He just went home.
What do you mean? What time is it? It's like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, he went home already.
Well, I need to talk to somebody in the greeting department. Or is layaway still open?
You can talk to somebody at the service desk.
Okay, well, let's try the service desk.
Okay, you're gonna have to recall again on a different number.
No, this is a different number, that's why they call. Please, no. I don't want to have to hang up, please. This is my last quarter. Please, can you transfer me, please?
My phone won't be able to transfer you. That's it.
Can you have someone come over and talk to me, please? I don't have any more money.
I can't barely understand you, sir.
I don't have any more money. Can you please transfer me or have someone come over real quick?
Hold on.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'd like to speak to you, please.
What? Thank you.
What are you going to say?
I don't know. Hell if I know.
Ask them if they're selling Bibles, and then, like, feed them along a little bit and ask them if they sell the new Satan Bible. Censored
hello.
Version.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello, ma'am.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am.
What can I do for you? What do you need?
Oh, my God. Look, I really just need to talk to somebody associated with Walmart. It's my last quarter.
This is Walmart you called. This
okay.
is the automotive department of Walmart.
Oh, you're in the automotive department. Oh, no, yeah, I needed to talk to you the whole time.
Okay.
How much are you checking my order?
Look, I need an item. Can you give me a price check on this item, please?
Okay, what item are you looking for?
I have the item number.
Dipstick.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready to write it down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to read it to you right now. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. AX12513AX125.
Okay, that's not an item number. That is a serial number.
Okay. That's a serial number. That's what you asked.
Okay,
for.
I won't be able to look it up through a serial number unless you have a receipt that you can give me the UPC from.
Yeah, can I get the receipt?
Yeah,
okay.
Give me the UPC. It should say right there on the. What kind are you looking for? That's the UPC.
On the UPC itself.
Yeah.
The PC.
Okay. Let's see. It's 01839423.
Okay, that's 01839423.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, can you just describe
I have it here. It's a longer number, right?
Yes.
Okay, you ready? I'll try it. Okay, it's 83317700102. Do I have to give you the small numbers on the left and right?
From the beginning of the number, okay, from the beginning of the beginning of the UPC will have either 10 or 20 or 30 in it.
The beginning, no.
It's going to be the number right after it says what the item is, and then it's going to have the UPC.
I'm looking at the package of the item. You know what I mean? The UPC code, the barcode?
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm trying to give you.
Okay, but that's what it says on the barcode, it says?
Yes, look, Mr. Murphy.
All the number?
Mr. Murphy needs this price as soon as possible. Can I, do I start, you know the barcode, you have the small number at the beginning?
Yes.
Do you need that number?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to read it to you again, alright?
Okay.
833-177-001-002.
You got a time limit, you're going to get fired.
Yeah.
You're going to get fired if you don't find it now. The boss is going to eat your ass.
The boss is going to eat my ass.
So get that part number now.
Get my part number now, bitch. Hey, wait a minute.
Is she still there? Ma'am?
Ma'am?
Hello?
Hello, please?
Hello?
Mr. Murphy's gonna get on the line and scream at me.
The object we need is round. Does that help?
It's round and flared on the end.
It's shaped like your skull.
I think she's gone.
She's gotta be gone.
What a little helmet.
Well, no, this system, it'll tell me when it's done. Like, the woman comes back and goes, "Your call has ended."
Yeah. She's probably flipping out because she can't get the number.
I'm gonna go to the
I sent the number to you for Powerade.
Like, she might be running it through the, Carl's uses Arizona lemon iced tea mix and aquafina water.
Tell her you got that, you ordered oil, and you got Powerade.
Yeah.
You don't know why your car ain't running right.
This red shit is wrong. I'm gonna have to give up on her. She's taking too goddamn long.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
Hello?
Ma'am.
Beep?
Oh, she's there.
Hello?
She's beeping. Hello, ma'am.
Ma'am?
Yes, I'm here. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, she's busy girl.
Is it busy there? Ma'am?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Hold on. I'm trying to find this item. Okay.
Okay. It's my last quarter.
Okay.
Mr. Murphy's gonna have my ass, man, if I don't get this straightened out.
Let's play some Tetris, motherfucker.
Oh, man, this is taking so long.
Still there?
Cool.
Yeah, bro.
Is she back?
No, she's not back yet.
So that's a lemon powder?
Yes, the lemon powder.
Good.
The problem is that I put that in the where the transmission fluid goes, and I don't know what I'm gonna do now. It's Mr. Murphy's car. He's gonna kill me.
Is there something you can give us to take out?
What do I do? Do you have something I can put in there to fix it?
Can I have a refund?
Okay, I don't understand. What do you mean? You put this on the transmission?
Yes. With a transmission.
Okay, you're gonna have to hold on, okay? Hold on.
I get so laughing.
She's so dumb.
Isn't this music? Did I have country in Hawaii? Hello? Hello? Oh,
how do we get the stuff out of the transmitter?
Yeah, there's gotta be a way.
Tell her she owes you a new car.
Yeah, she didn't warn me.
Hey, look, I was talking to you. You said it was okay.
Hello?
Okay. Did you put that inside the transmission fluid or what?
I put it in, I mixed it up with McDonald's straw that I had, and I put inside where the transmission fluid goes.
Okay, you just broke the car.
Well, how bad?
How bad is that? You can't fix it unless they tear it apart.
You owe us a new one.
Yeah, you definitely owe us a new car. Mr. Murphy's going to kill me.
What was that?
You definitely owe me a new car. You owe me a 96 Contour, Ford Contour.
Well, I don't think that we're going to put that in your vehicle. Well, there's no way that we could have done that.
He bought it from the automotive section. It was in front of the transmission fluid.
Yep.
Can't read.
It looked cheaper. It had Splend in it. I said, well, shit, I'll put it in instead of the whatever this was. What do I do? You got to help me out. Can you fix this for me? I mean, can I go down there and bring my car down?
Refund.
Well, who put the thing in your car?
Your technician.
Yeah, your technician did over there during the oil change.
A technician put. We don't touch your transmission.
His name was Chemo.
Yeah, Chemo.
Or Comma.
Something. Yeah, the guy. He's got the shoes. Those shoes, the hair and everything, the hat. Not the hat, but the shirt. He had it on over there at the car area. Yeah, definitely. He said, oh, yeah, sure, whatever you say, boss. He's all friendly. And look, man, look what I found out now.
Okay, you know what? Hold on.
Hurry up.
Hello, ma'am.
Man, he owes us a refund.
Oh, man, it was more than that.
Get her, man.
She's giving me Chemo.
Yo, that Chemo. What's up, man?
But he had a shirt that said Bud on it.
Poor guy. You broke your car.
Yeah. God, Walmart music sucks.
Blue Hawaii.
I should play Chinese music when you're on hold.
Well, at least you nice, like, didn't call me an idiot.
Tiny bubbles.
I mean, she's very understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask, can I just get an oil change and fix it all up?
Can I check your oil?
Yeah. Oh.
What's up, little man? There you go.
No, that's what you're going to tell her.
Hey, you know what?
Yes, ma'am.
The other thing I can tell you is you can bring the car in
and
then
you're
going to
fix it. You're
going to
fix it. You're
going to
fix it. You're going to fix it. You're going to fix it. You're going to fix it yourself. You're going to fix it.
Who's going to fix it?
You.
What is this?
Well, look. All I know is Mr. Murphy's car is messed up. I'm going to have a tow over there and you're going to fix it piece by piece.
Ma'am. Ma'am, how much are your cheapest 5-pack of lighters?
Okay, you know what? This guy, please. I'm serious. I'm getting
really... This is Brian. Can I help you?
Yeah, Brian, look, I'm not too happy here. This douchebag you got working there put some crap in my transmission.
If you're going to refer to my associates that way, I'm going to have to hang up with you.
Don't you dare hang up. Don't you dare hang up. You're going to run from your problems is all you're going to do.
Okay, I need to find out what's going on.
All right, well, this kid, whatever, this gentleman, he done put this lemon crap inside... You know, I gave the woman the UPC. She looks it up. She says it's lemon powder. What kind of stuff is that?
Okay, she may have wrote down the wrong UPC. We don't know. We obviously
can I give it? How about I give you the UPC right now? You tell me what's going on.
Hello.
Yeah. How about I give you the UPC now? Come on. What? You scared? You know you guys messed up my car.
Hello.
You messed up my car. Don't act like you can't hear me.
Hello.
Don't act like you can't
hear
me. I lost
the feed.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You're gonna act like. What the hell?
It's right.
Oh.
Hello, sir? Ma'am?
Yeah.
Hello?
My attorney's...
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Our attorney is Ironside.
I can hear you.
They just straight up fucking dropped the phone.
They're still there.
You can't hide. We hear you breathing.
Yeah. This phone card's almost dead. 15 minutes already.
There's yellow powder all over the engine. It looks like, yellow powder.
Well, it's pretty good.
Jesus, woman. My God. What are they getting now? I'm just going up the chain of Walmart.
Sam Walton, I'm back.
You get the crickets for that.
Sam Walton,
deserves a callback.
Thanks, Sam Walton.
this is Sam Walton. I am a decent writer to answer your phone call.
Listen here, this is Mama. I have to go. You done missed him up. I'll come over there and mess you up.
You should talk about Bubba a lot, Milkman.
No one could do that, man. You ain't gonna mess around with me.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
Well, that was a pretty good call. That was good. That was just fucking. It took too long.
Yeah. Good mileage, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. When I edit that down, I'll edit those long breaks in the middle. And
you'll write it out.
Yeah, hell yeah. That'll be nice. I'll definitely give that up to KDK so you can put that in the stream. That was a good one, man.
Yeah, lemon powder. That was a good one. That'd be a good UPC. You know, yeah. Come back with something funny.
Yeah, it took a long time to figure it out. I'm gonna start getting weird optimal shit.
It'd be funny to have like a Trojan condom.
Yeah, exactly. Just something completely nasty. That's funny. Yeah. Anyway.
Summer's mean.
What are you doing, man?
Hold on.
What
are
you
doing?
Well, you're burning my carpet,
no,
man.
No.
That's a piece of chicken there on the floor.
Really?
I think so. Is that still good?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's a skin.
10 seconds, bro.
Oh, hell yeah. Chicken skin's what I like. All right. Anyway, let me get back on track here. Peepers, a.k.a. Lonesome Loser, is coming through with some numbers here. I don't want to call another Walmart just yet. What?
He's an old Reggie.
Oh. Alright. There's probably a ton of stuff down there.
Yeah. You need it back.
Yeah, dude, what's dangerous back is all the cables out here.
Dick D. Krabs.
Dick D. Krabs. It's called Dick D. Krabs, yeah.
What a shitty town.
Madison.
Listen here, Pete.
Isn't it like the Christian Las Vegas or something like that?
No,
it's not. No. I thought it was.
Madison, Wisconsin is home of the Badgers.
The Badgers?
Wisconsin Badgers.
What is that, like?
The college, no.
Oh. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, anyway.
I think it's like the number one party town, so we should call it that. I think it's the number one party college. I think it was Madison.
Madison?
Yeah.
In Madison? Really?
Yeah.
Really? Isn't Yakov Smirnoff over there or something like that?
Yeah, that's where he's from.
Yeah. He's not from there. He's naturally from there. He acts.
Madison.
Give me a shot at Firewall.
Horse rides you.
Okay. Hey, good timing, man. That was great. Give you a little clap for that. Very good. Yeah. All right. Stop playing with the sound effects, guys. All right, come on. We got to do another call here. We're going to call that dude in Madison, Dick D. Krabs.
Oh, my goodness.
You're right over there, man?
Get some water.
Yeah,
ask her if she has any butter sauce.
Butter sauce. That's sick. Okay, hang on, guys. We'll be right back with the next call in the Madhouse. It's now 11:07 Eastern, and you're listening to PCU Radio.
Hey. Good work.
Oh, it's 10 o'clock there. It's a little late.
Nah, you can get up.
Get up, Dick.
Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Krabs?
Yes?
Good evening, Mr. Krabs. Look, we have a shortage of crabs with the current situation in Louisiana, and we'd like to purchase as many crabs as you have available. We don't work out at
He's
all.
He's pretty crabby.
We got Nautica. Nautica.
Black female escort.
Nautica. That'd be great. I should call her Nautica.
We'll call her to your Aquatica.
I'm Aquatica, yeah.
Nautica is Aquatica.
This is Ralph Lauren. Nautica. A black female escort. 220 pounds. Brown hair.
42D. 38.
Chico.
Okay.
In Atlanta. Wow.
Ask her what we can do. Holy
shit. Black girl Anne answered, sounded very angry, accused me of calling her house all the time, even though I hadn't called this number since March.
When we set up a date.
Yeah.
Lonesome.
I'm going to tell her, I want her to go out with me, and we're going to go to the gym.
Ask her if we can do lines of coke out for Ask her.
Yeah, well, we can do that. I'll leave that to you.
That would be the one you get it.
Yeah,
to get it.
Yeah. You have to do that one because Athena wouldn't like that problem.
Oh, okay.
She's like, no, you can flirt all you want with Nautica. I'm going to call her Nautica. What's up, Nautica?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Plastica.
Cool.
My lyrics, they wanna ride. I'm on the call in the mood. This
disco with the flow. And I can play rap records and all disco. Like beating the jeans, but Michael Jackson or the Treasure Tree ranking. They gon' ask you when you
I don't know what you're talking about, though, but apparently it has to do with either drugs, paraphernalia, or people at my house, and then nothing ever happened. And I'm not doing nothing with no paraphernalia and drugs. I do enough illegal stuff, and that's the only one I'm going to do. I'd rather be caught up for pussy selling than selling weed and dope.
Hello? Hello, ma'am? Hello?
I'm not trying to pimp.
No, no.
I'm not trying to use. I'm not trying to do that. The only thing I see is something beneficial for the both of us.
I don't see nothing beneficial except for me coming out of my own money like a fool.
I'm not asking for no money. I'm trying to establish something where I can give you half or whatever you need, your life, your rent, and goddamn, we can make the money. I'm not talking about you giving me no money.
I don't need half. I get paid $200 an hour. I get four five dates a night. I don't need no money.
He's gonna get beat down. He's gonna beat her down.
I don't know.
You know, it's just really funny how that nigga just fucked up on a real good ass relationship. The only thing I asked that nigga to do was fuck. That's all him though. That's all his fault. I don't care. I'ma still be okay with him. And I know this is him on the phone. Yeah, I'm talking about you. I don't have anything else to go around.
I just want to be cool with you because, you know, so I'm going to have to come and just chill for an hour or two.
And that's what I don't want. I don't want no niggas in my house.
Come on, baby, give me some play.
If this includes niggas in my house, paraphernalia, any of that. I don't want. I have a baby father that live with me now. No more niggas. And see, you know, what will happen is, if motherfuckers take care of home, that shit won't even happen. You don't take care of home? I don't want to be with nobody else now. But I'm not saying no nigga finna be just up in my house. I ain't fucking ain't with me. I ain't with these dumbass young bitches around here. You don't understand. If you don't fuck baby, me, you can't stay in my house.
Come
here,
cooler. Fuck your shit.
Is it good?
Give me some Kool-Aid.
It ain't about the wood. It's about who's staying in my house. You staying in my house. Is that what I need? No, I don't need it, period. But if you're staying in my house,
I ain't gonna eat
no house.
I want that Kool-Aid now.
And
if
you
don't,
you gotta get the hell out. You gotta go back to your family's house.
Lemon powder Kool-Aid.
I don't want nobody else in my house.
Okay.
I would say I don't want nobody else in my house. I'm fucked up on one person right here, and that fucked up for the rest.
Can you stay in your car?
You might listen to me on the phone.
Yeah.
Well, what's up? I'm trying to get some business, and you're up there all up on your business. What happened?
You're calling me from block numbers.
That ain't no block number.
What you need to do is hang up, push *82, and call me back.
No, I did already, though. You told me.
But I'm not gonna.
I heard your whole conversation. Don't make me call the police.
What kind of police is?
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, I got you.
I'm
gonna blackmail you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Whatever.
I'm talking to you, bitch. So apparently he was trying to spend cash on the get-go.
Yo, I'm talking to you.
You ready? Come on, baby.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, darling, since you know who I am, come on.
Who you talking to?
Well, what you gonna blackmail on? Because I said I ain't fuck with a nigga unless you fucking.
No, I got all these proofs.
Huh?
I got all these proofs. You talked about paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia?
Yeah, I heard you.
You don't even know what paraphernalia I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. A crack pipe.
What is crack? I don't know about having no crack.
What? I know. You too fat to be on crack.
It wasn't crack, though. See, that's how bad you wasn't listening.
You too fat to be on crack.
You too fat.
Call the police.
Want their number?
I know you want their number.
What is it?
9-1-1.
Hold on. You writing it down?
I don't care.
Okay,
I got it, too. I call my brother. I call my brother.
404-768-1550. I'll call
you. I'm not listening. I don't need to listen to you, ho.
All right, his name is... I know the officer's name and everything. It's over the product. You want his name, too?
No, look, my brother's
yeah,
a cop.
Yeah, go on and call him. Go on and call him.
My brother's a cop.
Yeah, you go on and do that. You sit in my pocket and talk about that to yourself,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, you're in big trouble. I better get that free dick suck. You better get that free dick suck. What was she not hanging?
Every time I see that motherfucker, I'm going to be hot.
Huh?
Until he move out of this neighborhood, I'm going to be hot.
She's not going to hang
up.
Why
she wanting up?
It's okay, though, because he always think I ain't never been trying to... I'm already got somebody in motherfucking mind, but then they're going to go trap him. Oh, I already got somebody in mind. Huh? And see, that's how they fuck up. But see, these niggas, they scared of him. That's the problem. They be so scared of him. Yeah, they are. And when I be talking to niggas, I be like,
button is.
Listen here, just give me some damn Kool-Aid and shut your shit up.
Hey, Kool-Aid. Oh, my battery's dead. Yeah, the battery died. Shit.
Oh.
Not to worry. I got a backup. I am playing. I'm ready.
Right. We need to roll her back on. She's so freaking wiped out, she didn't even hang up the phone.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That woman was insane, man. That was...
She is loaded.
Holy shit. I cannot wait to post that.
Yeah, real fast, Daddy.
Oh, my God, man.
Empty the hood on my pipe, quick.
She said, where you gonna blackmail me on, huh? What you gonna blackmail me on? You can't blackmail me.
You don't even know what kind of paraphernalia.
Yeah, you don't know what I'm talking about.
You don't know what kind of paraphernalia. The man I went to truck with, it's too hot for him up in that hood.
Oh, my God.
I want to truck with you.
Just give me the cops' phone numbers and stuff.
You call Officer Carl.
I just want to lay on your couch and sip your Kool-Aid now. Shut your ass up and move it.
We got problems with the phone, I think.
Typical.
Yeah, of course.
Typical.
Battery swap.
Yeah, the battery, it's got juice, but it's not finding the handset.
Stick it on the base. Hit it on the face.
Yeah, it'll find it quicker.
Yeah,
that's right. You gotta do that.
Put it on there.
I remember that from the hurricanes that hit here last year. You had to do that. You had to reset it. Alright, now try.
Ooh, the ring of fire.
There we go. Now it's working. Awesome. I'm going to hook that back
up. Learned from the happening last night.
I didn't know about having to reset that. Thank you very much, Milkman and Nanny. Help me out there.
Yes, I.
Let's try that out here. All right, good. Run business. All right. Yeah, so that was a pretty good call. I don't know what I stumbled into or something. I was afraid.
He was
freaking ripped.
You know, for like people who may not be part of the ghetto culture, that was a pimp trying to expand his flock. He was giving her smooth. Come on. Don't worry. You know, he doesn't answer the questions. He just reassures her. It was classic, but she seemed very wise. She was very wise.
I don't want no niggas up in here. Listen,
yeah, she's very opinionated. She didn't let him talk. She's like, they were yelling over each other the whole time. It was awesome.
And even though what each other said, man, that's insane. They all, oh my God.
She was trying to fly another call on her.
She didn't bite for the. I was giving her fat shit because she's 220 pounds, 6 foot. I don't know. That's not big. What's that like? And very bad proportions. Is that pretty much? Would you?
I don't know.
That's some good material.
Well, she's 6 foot. She's taller than. She's
she's taller than you are.
Yeah, she's taller than me. I'm 6.
She's in better shape than you are.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fine. All right. I can't talk. Thank you. Now I feel bad.
Yeah. DTT said, ask her if her hair weave's a fake job.
Yeah. That's what DTT saying. I see. That's a good idea. I'm definitely gonna call her next week though. She sounds like she's about to go.
Yeah. That one's like you gotta put a little note.
Yeah.
That should be a.
Hell yeah.
Our current guest.
Yeah, that one. Most definitely.
And then, like, if you ever get her down to the madhouse, you got her coming in.
Yeah, that's right. From her up in Atlanta, I'll need to get her.
Tell her whenever she comes. They move around. Like, I don't know.
She'll turn over some blunts to you.
from what I understand, they move. Yeah, we got. We'll roll some good ones.
Yep.
And she'll come into that.
Yeah. Paraphernalia. Yeah. So.
Whatever, yell at us. I wouldn't say anything to her. I'd be so
I know, right? Gosh.
She'd probably like stab us.
Yeah, exactly. Man, yeah, so that was a trip. That was hilarious, man.
We'll have her go to Milkman's house and then call in from there.
Yeah, exactly.
To tell her she's getting Virgin Islands vacation.
You won the trip to the Virgin Islands.
Welcome to the Virgin Islands.
We got endless.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in the chat room, see, D-Lock. That's got to be D-Lock. Yeah, you missed the call, but I'll probably put that up tomorrow.
Yeah, you definitely got to put it up.
Yeah, I definitely got to put that up, because that was crazy. That was crazy. And the Prankmaster just joined the chat room. Everybody, welcome, Prankmaster. let me get a little clap of Prankmaster.
Welcome to the room.
Welcome, Prankmaster, to the show.
Hey.
All right, that's enough of that.
Solar Vision.
Well, we're still running strong. I got to figure out who I'm going to call next. Let's go to see what I have. I've already called Dick Krabs. I offended him with the hurricane.
No, you didn't even ask about the hurricane.
I said Louisiana. Yeah, but I see we have a shortage.
Nightclub.
Yeah, he's probably like, oh, how dare he?
Oh, someone from Green Bay.
Really?
You caught Bertha and Ronnie Pigeon. Call them and see if they wanted to donate to the Brett Favre Mansion Rebuilding Fund.
Brett Favre played for the Packers,
yeah,
right?
He plays for the Niners. And then you like, Brett Favre lost 4 of his 5 BMWs.
Yeah, and we're trying to get him a new...
3 of his 4 palatial estates were destroyed in the hurricane.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
How about this boom nightclub?
Brett Favre?
Brett Favre's plantation was destroyed.
Half of Brett Favre's slaves.
That's bad. That's horrible. Yeah, Prankmaster in the house. Welcome, Prankmaster. Prankmaster. Oh yeah, look, I haven't even given the AOL my AIM AOL Instant Messenger screen name here for the show is Madhouse Radio. Yeah, Madhouse Radio. Yahoo members, Yahoo Instant Messenger. You can reach me at Madhouse PCU Radio, and MSN. Mm-hmm. I'm located at Madhouse PCU Radio at MCN. At hotmail.com. God, what the hell? Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail.com. And Madhouse Radio for Google Talk. If you have Google Talk, I'm up on Google as well. It's very nice software. Milkman, what do you think about Google Talk yourself? Have you been using it much?
Milkman.
Yeah, I've been using it. I like it.
It's pretty good.
It's good.
Yeah. It's not quite as good as what we got here. The gizmo's far superior.
Yeah. All right, Laser, you're still there with us, right?
Phaser.
Laser.
Hey, don't call me Laser.
I'm not a faggot Laser, man. I'm a phaser.
Phasers are cool. They go... Exactly. Phaser go... What would you rather be?
Phaser's not on stunt. Phaser's on 9, dude.
Oh, man. Wow. That's probably the...
Beam me up.
Look, man.
Daddy.
Hi, Captain.
Alright, now you nerds over there have fun while I try to get the next call on here.
Yeah, baby.
Alright, I'm gonna call this McDonald's. I think that's a different. He's not gonna call this Walmart again. I don't know. We're calling Bertha and Ronnie Pigeon, right? Okay. Alright, so I'm gonna call Bertha and Ronnie Pigeon.
Just call McDonald's, ask for a pizza.
No. that
Hello, can we get a pizza with pepperoni on it? You fuckers.
Your taco.
We got you.
Yeah.
Taco.
Anyway, all right, yeah, let me get the pigeons on the line in Green Bay. And this one goes out to Brett Favre. Hang on, let me get some music here. All right, we'll go with that. All right, it's 11:24. You're listening to The Madhouse. We'll be right back with the next call.
Welcome to Sprint.
Everybody, we have some breaking news from the internet now. With that news story is Andy.
On the crawl, we see that Fats Domino was found alive. Another nearly dead fat man lives another day. You would think if anyone would have died, it would have been Fats
Domino.
I imagine he had a lot of people protecting him.
Yeah.
Like making sure Fats was alright.
A lot of people probably died for Fats Domino to survive.
Fats Domino lived under corpse.
he just floated.
That's terrible. Oh, we're awful.
Yeah, you would think of anybody, a man named Fats Domino would be the first to drown, but no. Once again, the money of power is shown. Okay, so Prankmaster is doing something here. Tell him Angelo, he always calls my cell phone because he thinks I'm Angelo, and he's from the fire department. and he leaves for messages. Pragmaster, we'll get back to that in a second. I got to get this call off to Green Bay.
Who called on the phone?
Yeah, someone called, and I didn't get to it in time. We had the breaking news.
Blush.
The toll-free number is 888... Blush. 888-278-8509. Once again, that's 888-278-8509. The last caller who I missed, I apologize. If you call back, I will definitely put you on the line. I was from New York, too. I wonder if that was Zoe. I don't know. Maybe it didn't come through. Whatever. Okay, let's try this again. We're calling. Who are we calling? The
Pigeons.
Green Bay. I get off track so easily.
Pigeon.
Yeah, the Pigeon family. Then we'll try Blush, a female escort in Atlanta also. Maybe. All right, anyway. Be right back with you, everybody. It is now 11:27, and you're listening to the Madhouse.
Hello.
Hello, sir. I'm calling from the Brett Favre Fan Club Association, the charitable donations for Brett Favre. Are you aware that Brett Favre has lost...
It's 10:30 at night. This is too late for this.
I understand, but it's a serious situation. It's happened in Louisiana.
Oh!
What a jerk ass.
I hate the Packers.
Oh,
man.
God. Oh,
he's tired.
Yeah, he's tired.
He doesn't care about Brett Favre.
He doesn't care.
You would think they would be like, "What Brett Favre?"
Yeah. Isn't that all they have there? Is Brett Favre? Seriously, what else did they have?
I think getting a punt right up the rear end the way he sounded.
Yeah.
Three of my virgin daughters are sacrificed for you, Brett Favre.
Yeah. God damn it. That's harsh. Man. All right. We got some more numbers here. What's this now? Glendening.
Atomic Farm with the hookup.
See, yeah, I remember this. Runs a truck stop that serves some greasy-ass fried clams. That's funny.
If I'm not the greasy.
Human eggplant.
You the one, Aldine Blomey?
Girl obsessed with Star Trek.
A girl obsessed with Star Trek. Wow. That's nice.
Funny sounding old lady.
What was that? All right. Athena. Yeah, right. Okay, let's get back on track here. Who are we going to call now? You want to call Blush? No. What? Someone give me an idea of someone to call. Wait a minute. I had something going on.
There was Aldine Blomey.
Where's that at?
That was on that list I sent you. I'll send it again.
Hang on. All right, send
Hold
it again.
Hold on one minute.
Hang on. I'll get it over here. What's this? Hang on. Pragmas is sending me something. I have a feeling I know what it is. Let me see.
There it is.
Hang on.
Chicken, can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
What do you need?
My brother's going to come down today. He's going to make a big, big order, okay?
What did he want?
Just take down his name because it's a very, very big order. Do you have a pen handy?
Go ahead.
His name is Mitre.
What is it, Mitre?
It's spelled M-I-T-U-R, and his last name is B-I-N-E-S-D-E-R-T-Y.
My turban is dirty?
Your turban is dirty?
F*** you, you motherfucker. Chicken, can I help you?
Hello?
Yes, what can I get for you?
Yeah, is your chicken fresh?
It's fresh. How many pieces do you need?
Is your buffalo wing sauce spicy?
Yes, it's spicy. What do you want?
Yeah, is your turban dirty?
Your mother is dirty, you piece of s***. Chicken, how can I help you?
Hello?
What do you need?
Is Mike there?
Mike who?
Mike Turban is dirty?
Tu paka hai mar ja, jannu mein ja, kamine.
Alright, this does not deserve champ, but I'm sorry. Yeah, I played that before, but Pragmas sent it to me, so I thought I'd say it. I'd play it for him. Pragmas sent me a call here, a number here, rather, for some dude, some guy who works in the fire department and leaves strange messages to his cell phone and thinks he's Angelo. Okay. You know what I found, dude? There's a website you can pay, like, $5, and they'll give you 50 minutes where... Whatever phone number like you call out, you can make it come up whatever you want in the caller ID for the name and the phone number.
Oh, cool.
So I could like
be Mr. T. That's
yeah.
What
Mr. T.
What's up, fool? Mr. T.
I call.
Well,
call
punch
now, what would really be good is if we could phone freak and get him to call us.
Yeah. Oh, phone. Oh, yeah. Well, that'd be kind of cool to see that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like Touch Tone Terrace.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's interesting. Hey, look, we need to do another call here. Hang on. Let's try that one that Prankmaster sent me. I'm going to call this guy in the fire department, see if he's available to do some legwork. Hang on, everybody. We'll be back with another prank call in just 1 second. You're listening to the Madhouse on PCU Radio. What the
hell? And nobody's showing up.
You have reached 787-269.
Hello. All right.
Hacker. Hack it.
No, I don't know.
Kill them.
That's the story. Hack him
and kill them.
Yeah. The hacking is mean, though. Come on. Unless it's Long Dong. Oh,
that's their answer, then, if they hear you hacking.
Yeah, well, that old lady's not going to know. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, no, Atomic Farm, that's right. That's where I was going to go.
Atomic Farm, so
yeah, yeah, let me maximize this.
It's 11:30 there, so that's late.
Yeah, is it Dan involving the... where's it, Texas? Yeah. No, it's 10:30 over there, Texas.
No, he says it's about 11:30 here.
Oh, hang on.
That, and that was a while ago.
Okay.
That was at, like, 10:30.
There's a bunch of those club calls he sent in.
They're ahead of us an hour.
Yeah. Hmm. Hang on. Let me see. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Prankfest said that's the right number. That's the number I called. I don't know what's going on, dude. Yeah, Atlanta Resort and Casino. I called them the other day. I called their, what was it? The Wedding Chapel with Randy Dandy. No, I called it with Jupe. And we're just talking about Jupe. I wish Jupe was on. Jupe's good. I like Jupe, and he does good calls. He's a pretty smart kid. Bertha and Ronnie Pigeon. We're gonna try. Try blush. Excuse me. What did you say I should do with blush?
I don't know. I
forgot you had a good idea.
I know. I don't think I did.
No, you didn't. No, shit. Well, the hard
hair, brown eyes.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me try to give her a call. I'll be right back, everybody. It is now 11:39 Thursday night. You're listening to the Madhouse on PCU Radio.
Hello,
Blush.
She's unavailable right now. There is a girl available, however, though. Are you interested?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Okay, she is the girl available. Is Rosie there? Are you looking for a white female or a black female?
Either way. What do you have available?
Well, I know for sure. Hold on, what time is it? I'm sorry, hon. Okay. I had to get my surroundings for a second. Okay, she is 5'7".
Uh-huh.
She is Caucasian female, real pretty. She has long, curly, brown hair with blonde highlights in it.
Okay.
She has blue eyes. She is a 30-60-28-38.
How much she weigh?
I would say about 160.
And she's how tall?
About 5'7". She's not skinny, but she's not, you know, big at all. Flat stomach. She fits her arm.
Sounds kind of chunky to me, don't you think?
Well, Blush is 170, 180. She's
5'11". Oh, is she really now?
That's pushing it.
Yeah, that is kind of pushing it, you know.
Okay.
How about you? How much do you weigh?
Oh, I don't escort.
No?
No.
So what, do you just answer the phone?
This is my business.
Have you ever done any Mason work?
Pardon?
Have you ever done any Mason work?
Have I done any what?
Mason work.
Mason work?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know what Mason work is.
Man, let me tell you my situation. I'm an overweight man. I weigh about 428 pounds. And I want to start going to the gym, and I'd like to do so with the company of another lady.
Okay.
Do you think that's something I could set up where every day I can have her go with me and join me in the gym so people think, you know, I mean, and it sounds like these girls are rather chunky, so they might be able to get something out of it.
Well, let me talk to the girl I was just explaining, Caress, about it.
Right.
When did you want to see her, hon?
As soon as possible. Why don't you put me on with somebody right now and let me talk?
All right, let me call her up, okay?
All right, well, hurry up.
Can I call you back at this number?
I'm running low on minutes here. Is there any way I can hold her? What's going on? Look.
Call me back in, like, 5 minutes, okay?
5 minutes?
Uh-huh.
You're going to make me call back?
Well, you told me not to call you back.
Well, I guess so, then. I'll call you back, then.
All right.
Whatever. Bye. She didn't want to play. Stupid. I don't know.
She doesn't know what Mason work is.
I don't know.
Yeah, she better be worth it.
Yeah. No,
that's pushing it.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to call back, I'd say 50 like, bucks. Yeah, she's available.
Yeah, it's not going to be any good. I'm not going to call her back.
You should call her back and tell her that We think she's rude.
Yeah, she is rude.
She's very nice with them. We still thought she's rude.
So I called Nautica instead, Nautica. And she was like, that bitch Nautica? No, Nautica. I'll tell Nautica that Blush is talking shit about her and started...
Yeah, she's gonna get killed.
Started pimping.
I'll kill that hoe.
He's like, yo, that bitch Blush talking about you.
Who the fuck is that?
I ain't trying to be with that.
That is hilarious, man.
I'll keep my money.
I can't wait to hear that call again after the show. I'm going to do that. First thing after the show, I'm going to hear that call again. That was great. Well, all right. Well, let me see what else I can do here. I might have to take a break here in a second because I'm starting to run out. Yeah, Fats Domino apparently rescued by boat. Wow. What kind of boat rescues Fats Domino? what if he got rescued by a Vietnamese fisherman? That'd be kind of cool.
You think that would be cool?
Yeah, Vietnamese fisherman.
Oh, look, there's a picture. No, that's an old picture.
Fat Domino. Look at that. Rescued by a boat from his flooded neighborhood.
His daughter, Karen Domino White, said.
Karen Domino White.
His son, Billy Domino Black.
That's funny. I don't know.
He was missing, and he got found.
Yeah, very, very relieved. Well, good for him. Good for
Fat Domino. He had jeans and a blue striped shirt. He was that probably helped him get saved.
Yeah, he's very smart.
You would think he would have like a Domino shirt.
Just big Domino.
Yeah, big Domino.
Big double six. That'd be nice. Yeah, I wonder if he plays dominoes. That'd be cool. Find out. All right, let me take a look back in the chat.
Blueberry Hill.
That's his song, right?
Yeah, that's his classic song.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. I don't know. How about that? Richard Yutz and Horsham, PA. Old guy. He answered like an hour ago.
Man, we need more recent ones. Yeah, we're going to call.
Yeah, well, I can call this other Walmart in Hawaii.
Yeah, call Walmart again.
And let me call them again. I'll try the whole UPC thing. See if I can do it faster this time.
Let's give them something else.
Let's give them something to mess with. Yeah, all right. Well, yeah. Try to. You know what? Get something from the kitchen is probably the best thing to do.
You think so?
Yeah, actually.
No, something that could possibly fit in your car. That'd be funny.
Let me see. Yeah. Yeah. Let me see that Bud Light bottle that's way in there. I wonder if it has a UPC on it. I don't think they're individual.
But
that's a short one. That means it's not individual.
It smells so awful. It's like a week old.
Oh, yeah, it is. That's from last. That's nasty. Sorry about that. I don't know. Jack Daniels? They won't sell Jack Daniels there. I don't know. We'll find something. We'll figure it out. I'm going to say I snorted this.
I thought it was cocaine.
Yeah, I snorted the goodies powder.
We'll do a drive-by. Yeah.
What's that stuff that they put behind the counters now? What's the name of that?
Tape.
No, not tape. What's the medicines, the meds that had something you can make meth out of?
Cough syrup.
Yeah.
Zero. Ship,
whatever.
The prescription cough syrup, and then you pour it in with some Kool-Aid, and you drink that.
That's Scissorp, right?
Yeah, Scissorp.
Scissorp. I wish I had that. I don't think
that's
I have
Houston.
That. That's Houston. That's Houston. I don't have that. No, I got one.
Houston Beach. No, Houston. That's probably like the porn star Houston.
No. This is,
Orange.
Yeah. Time is in. 11:45.
Walmart trying to be expressive, so I said I'm
speaking. Yeah, I need to speak to somebody in the pharmacy, please.
Pharmacy, you'd have to call back and ask to get transferred over there.
No.
We can't do that right now. We have, look, I'm down to my last quarter and I have some complication here. I need to speak to someone in the pharmacy, please.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you. These people just don't want to transfer
it's
you.
It's so obvious that they have no problem going and getting someone else, but like they just don't want to do it. When you hang up and call back.
Exactly.
That's rude.
Yeah.
I thought they're supposed to be nice.
Yeah.
Hello?
What the hell?
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, it's country dance music.
No, it's, what song is this?
I don't know. I've never heard it.
Oh, God damn, it's gonna kill me.
Oh, man. It sounds like
Emerson. I think it's Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, but I don't know this all.
Emerson?
Emerson, Lake, is all Brain's house. Sort of like up
How you doing over there? How are you doing? Playing games? Solitaire?
Not going well. Whoa.
Man, these people take a long time to go to Walmart.
Worst service ever at a Walmart.
Yeah, it's horrible.
But, I mean, that's what happens when you get off the mainland of America.
Yeah, the services, yeah.
America value and ethics.
Yeah, Puerto Rico's
going way downhill.
Yeah, it's real. You know, I banned Walmart, right? I tell you about that. I'm not going to Walmart anymore, ever again.
Yeah, really?
No, I'm never going again.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
I don't hear any music.
Hello, ma'am.
Jeez.
You put Emerson, Lake, and Palmer back on?
Yeah. That's all right. I'm taking off your sticker. Oh, man. This sucks.
Hello? Walmart.
There we
go.
Yeah!
Hell
yeah.
What song is this?
I don't know. What song is this? Yeah. Yeah, Walmart sucks, man. I'm never going to one of those stores again. You get bad service and they fucking...
I like the music they're playing, though.
They were in a comedy.
I like this shit.
Who is this?
I can't remember this either.
Walter Russell Collins?
No, it'll take me a minute. Walter Russell
Collins. Walter Russell Collins.
No, he's in Sag Town, the movie.
You got the internet's in front of you. Let's just look it up.
I don't
think that's fine. I got plenty of time to, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, get Milkman back on.
Milkman, hey, yeah, let me call Milkman back here. Well, Milkman's completely off, though.
Is he off?
Yeah, no, yeah, I can't find... Look, man, let me send him a... Yeah, I don't see him on the giz. Let me try to restart mine. Oh, this takes so long, Jesus.
Come on, Walmart.
I know, right? What could be going on the Walmart in Hawaii?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The long-awaited Hawaiian Revolution. Now that we don't have any gas, they're finally gonna break through.
Yeah. They've developed a fuel
meter. What were they called? The Pineapple Republic or something like that? Pineapple Republic?
No, I thought you mean Key West, Conch Republic?
No, that was a Conch Republic.
Conch. I said
Come
conch.
On.
And, oh my god, hello?
Hello, Jesus, sir?
I've already invested so many minutes in this call, like four. Oh my god. I only got 20 left on this card.
Does anyone know if I was right on Emerson, Lake, and Palmer call?
This guy, Milkman. Milkman, hang on, I'm trying to get you back on, Samurai. Don't panic, Milkman. Pragmas.
Hello? Hello, sir? Ma'am?
I heard music.
Just a little down part, okay.
Yeah. They got you again. They do that to keep you thinking, oh, someone's going to answer. The dead says he has a penis. Pragmasa, I just checked the message. I see a redneck family. Call two times. All right, we'll try that. We'll try that next. We're in the madhouse. If we can get through. Oh, my God. I'm trying Milkman again. Milkman, you're showing up as not on Gizmo, so try to... reset that. Turn off your gizmo and turn it back on. Let's see here. I don't know, man. See, they got, I'm giving
come
them
on, Walmart.
Come on. Give them 60 seconds before they hang up.
Here. They wouldn't do this to Captain Lee.
No, not Captain Lee. Is it your turn or not, man?
Go ahead. Next.
Well.
Oh my god, you told him you're on your last quarter, right?
Yeah, I told him. He doesn't seem to care.
I
should have asked him for that phone number.
You should have told him he's going to get punched in the kidney if he didn't hustle.
Yeah. Alright, well.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Later.
Yeah, that sucks. Lost 6 minutes
what?
There.
Is that like suck on a feeling?
Alright, this call's Redneck Family. Prankfus hasn't told me who they are, though.
Yeah, he says they're back up on,
on the gizmo? Alright, let me try to get Milkman back on.
Conference
here.
Number, he said.
Conference number. Well, he's not even on, though. That's the whole thing.
We'll try the conference number, see if it works.
I don't even have it anymore. Oh, I do.
Yeah, you do.
Here it is.
Hello?
That's working now.
Hello? Hello,
okay,
eh?
Okay, then.
Eh?
Talk to you when you're back.
Hello?
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 Hey.
Later.
Hey, hang on. Hang on, you'll be right on.
We,
oh! We
say hello, and they say, hey, and hello, dear.
Hey. Man, you got a lot of... What's going on back there? You got a fan going?
What's going on?
I am not going to listen to that. Oh, that is sick. Do you hear that disgusting mess back there? I think you just took a... it's gross. Anyway.
Alright.
Someone likes to rub it to Carlito in the chat room. Alright.
Was that you, Athena?
Okay. That's kind of sick. Nancy Druggy. An old lady answered. Alright, let me...
That's recent.
That was, and this guy just answered 3 minutes ago.
Yeah,
Easy Killer. Come on, Easy Killer Eugene in Oregon.
Yo.
What? Alright. Then we got... Let me call these rednecks, and I'll call Easy Killer. Alright. I need music before I do that, though. Hang on. I played a sound effect of a toilet, and everything just crashed. I don't know, I play fucking Beatles. I can't play Beastie Boys, apparently. Yeah. Not that.
Your call.
A donation to help the misplaced prisoners in New Orleans.
They don't have any more crosses, sir. They don't have any crosses at all.
Hello?
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Who's this?
This is Marshall, and I represent the local chapter, Third United of the Knights...
I got it, Liz.
...of the Klan. And we're looking for assistance in going down to New Orleans in order to take care of the Negroes. Hello? We're trying to get rid of the Negro problem in New Orleans, and we're wondering if you'd be willing to come down and help us out.
I don't have the money to come down.
No, we'll take care of everything.
Do we have your moral support, sir?
I'm in a college right now.
Well, are you aware that the race war is about to start? We're calling all good white people to come down and support the cause to start the race war.
Sir, once they learn how to swim, we're done for.
Yes. Well, I have a few friends that are colored.
Oh, don't we all have friends that are colored? Have you been with a black woman?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
That's sick. You know what we call you around here?
I'm sorry.
Well, what else can I say?
I'm not racist or nothing.
You're not?
No.
I got you down here on the pro-Klan list, though.
What do you have me as?
You came to our webpage, kkk.com.
K-O-M. What's the name?
kkk.kom. You came
no,
to our...
What do you have me down as? Like, what name?
You signed up for the newsletter. You purchased three votive... Burning Cross candles.
We have you as the Grand Dragon of
what
the Medieval
I
Reich.
Use?
Huh?
Medieval
what
Reich.
What names did I use?
What names did you use?
Yeah.
We're not allowed to give that out in privacy. We don't keep those records because the Jew government tries to steal the information of good white people like yourself.
Well, I never went on that kind of website before.
Well, we have you down, and as it is now... Now you're in some trouble, boy. Now you're in some trouble, boy. So like I gotta say, I can't believe that you would come to our website and taint it with
that
your...
That could have been my brother.
You've made love to a black man before.
No.
Yeah, that's what you just said. You made love to... Not only was it a man, it was black.
I made to a black woman.
You said a black man. I have you here. I've got you. I got my notes right here. Black man.
My brother visited that website, I think.
Your brother did? Well, why don't you put your brother on the phone?
He ain't here right now.
Well, he's interested in joining the Klan. We need to talk to him.
He's not here.
Well, is your mother there?
Huh?
Is your mother there?
No, she's not racist either.
Well, no. Can we just talk to her, though?
She wouldn't want to talk to you.
Well, sure she would.
No, she wouldn't.
I'm sexy.
She don't like people that are
racist. I don't have much hair on my belly.
You don't like people that are racist.
Well, we're not racist. We're just pro-white.
I still believe that as being racist.
Well, why are you afraid of your own heritage? Why are you ashamed of being white?
I'm not ashamed of being white. I have no problem with black people.
Alright, well, what else can I say? You're not... I'm going to take you off the list then.
Okay.
Alright, but don't come crawling back to us when it all goes down. That's all I got to say, you know.
Why would I crawl back to you?
Well, because we're going to be in control.
Doesn't it make you mad that they're playing quarterback now?
No, I wouldn't. Well, I don't think I'll be calling back to you.
Yeah, and they're trying to get into NASCAR too, you know. Those coloreds.
Well, like I said, I'm sorry.
You believe that?
I have a bunch of friends that are colored, and I have no problem with colored people.
They steal your CDs.
Yep. They steal music on the internet.
Huh?
They steal music on the internet.
How do they steal music on the internet?
Yeah, how do they? You tell me.
Can we talk to your sister, please?
What's that voice in the background?
That's my protege here, Pastor Nick.
Well, you know, just don't call here.
Let's talk to your sister.
Yeah, let's talk to your sister real quick. All right, there, big guy.
No.
Go put her on. Go get her. Be a pal and put your sister on the phone. All right. Come on, please.
No.
Come on now. I'll leave you alone. I promise. You put your sister on the phone.
No, I'm not letting you talk to no one.
Let me talk to her, please.
No.
Please, oh please.
No.
Let me talk to her while I stroke my cock.
No.
Please, I want to so bad.
Email us
no.
Her panties.
Yeah.
Or your panties.
Go smell her panties while we talk to you. I'm very uncomfortable.
Who the hell is this?
Look, sir. I need the company.
I hear fucking laughing in the background. Who is this?
What you gonna do, boy? Colored lover? Inbred? Let me talk to your hot sister. Let me talk to your hot sister.
Fuck you.
Let me talk to your hot sister. You sound
I'm hanging
a little
up, and if you call again,
I'm not scared. I'm not scared of a homosexual.
I'm not a homosexual, you fucking asshole.
Then why won't you let me talk to your sister? Why are you gonna be cock-blocking me? Bros before hoes, man.
Because my sister's fucking 14.
So what?
How old are you?
13.
Yeah, fucking right. You sound like you're fucking 18 or 19.
I'm 13, I said.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I was born 13 years ago, last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I'm hanging up, and you better not call.
Okay, do you have stripes in your underwear?
Do I have what?
Stripes in your underwear.
You are a sick fuck.
Come on, let me talk to your sister, man. Be a pal.
No!
Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No!
Oh, man, that was great. That was great. God, man.
I hear the voice in the background.
Who the fuck is that? That's funny. Well, he wasn't racist, but he sure was against us talking to his sister.
That's funny.
Oh, sorry, guys. Milkman's having a cow. Milkman, hang on. Let me try Milkman one more time here. Before I go to break, let's try to get Milkman back on the line.
But you didn't answer.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, Milkman. Hey, what's up?
Hey, welcome back.
Hey, I was in the middle
of a
call.
You're in the private party room.
Yeah.
Everybody, welcome back.
Were you guys talking dirty again?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We just had this girl in here doing a lap dance for us.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, you didn't. Don't lie.
Yeah, man. I tried to get you guys to hurry up.
I heard
she
your mom
she might come back a little bit later.
Yeah. Hey, we're about to go to break real quick, and we're going to come back and do another few more calls, and we're going to call it a night. What do you think about that?
Hey, remember that thing I told you that we should call last night? He told us to give us a call tonight.
Who? Who's that?
I'll send it to you.
All right, send it to me again. I forget things really easily, Milkman. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
Don't take offense. All right, man.
Yeah, we're a liar retarded.
It's all right. Anyway, and you still there, Laser? Oh, Phaser?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah, I sure am.
What's up, Laser? Laser!
Are you related to... Do you remember on American Gladiators, the gladiator called Laser?
Yeah.
I thought he was, like, you know, way too big for his britches. Yeah. And, you know, he acted like his shit didn't stink.
Yeah. Remember the black gladiator? She had the big-ass thighs.
What was her name? Thunder?
Thunder. Cheetah. All right.
Hercules.
All right, everybody. Well, we're going to take a break here. All right. Hey, what the hell? See, it's happening again. Look, you guys got to be quiet over there while we're on break now.
Okay.
Alright, well, we'll be back, everybody. It's 12:06 Eastern. It's finally Friday. Congratulations. The weekend is finally here upon us. I'm going to be right back after this. You're listening to The Madhouse on PC Radio.
Yeah, baby.
Stay tuned for more Madhouse on PCU Radio.
Check it out. See, the only thing you need to do right here is snarl your fucking head. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Break your fucking head. What's up, everybody? Back on the Madhouse. It is now 12:13 a.m. Eastern.
Here we go now. Here we go now.
Friday morning. Yeah, the weekend's finally here. Congratulations. Milkman, you still with us?
Yeah, baby, we're here. Yeah, the party's going on, man. Go ahead.
Milkman's building the deck.
Yeah, Milkman, what are you doing back there? I heard you're making a lot of noise back there. Or is that phase?
Okay. That was that lap dancer. I'm sorry. I told her to settle down.
You didn't have no lap dancer there, man. Oh,
yeah, crazy. Baby.
Phase is giving you a lap dance.
No. The wild girl was on there a minute ago cussing about the pimp and stuff.
Oh,
she came over here. Yeah,
oh,
she tracked me down by Gizmo.
You get Nautica there already, huh?
Yeah, baby.
Track you
down through
Gizmo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It'll get exciting.
Yeah. All right. I got some files here. One of my prank messages. Let me see what prank messages sent me. See what this sounds like. Ah, no.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Not this crap.
Did you get the one I sent you? It's a little shorty.
Hang on. Yeah, this is where I'm playing it right now. Hang on. Oh, this is a classic. I know this one.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you ever sucked a dick? Huh? That sounds cool. Have you ever sucked a dick?
Hello?
Have you ever sucked a dick?
Have you ever sucked a pussy, motherfucker? Don't call me no more because I got your goddamn ID number.
What is it?
Well, yeah, no, I'm turning it over to the police.
What is it?
You heard what I said, son of a bitch. Don't call him no more.
Don't call my mom a bitch.
Son of a bitch. I've heard that. The first time I heard that, I about died laughing. I remember that. Have you ever sucked a dick? Yeah, I love that. He just comes out straight up mean. Like, you ever sucked
a dick?
Like, yeah. Yeah. You ever hear the ones that guy Red and that, but they play on Howard sometimes. The guy Red in that bar, they call him and they say, yeah, is Joe Mama there?
Oh, Red Tooth Bar. Those are classic. I love those.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah, I found those the other day. I got to download them all. Those are hilarious, man. Oh, my God. They call him. He gets called like 50 times.
Listen here, you little rat. I'm going to come over there and take your bum ass here and stick this knife in your gut.
All right, guys, calm down. What's this you're sending me, Milkman? Send me a story in Vancouver. Milkman.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Was that Phaser?
Yeah, Phaser's here.
Okay. Yeah. Did you derail that trade?
I think that there was an incident, and one of the cows got in the way of the train.
Oh.
They tried to slow down, and they ended up knocking the cow down and splitting up a whole bunch of steaks.
When are we gonna learn that cows never help?
That's why I said, let's just have a little cook-up now, man, you know?
Take
some damn steaks, fry them up, man, lay them on the grill, and have a big party.
Yeah. Play the car crash. That's close.
As close as I can get.
Here's a car crash simulating the train wreck. Maybe.
Plenty of room for me.
That's all I got.
That was
a fender bender there.
Yeah, well, the cow is dead. We all get hamburgers now. Lots of hamburgers in Vancouver tonight. So
mad cow.
Jeez, yeah, the cow's going mad. Of traffic, the coordinator of traffic. The hell is
what
that?
What is that, Bill, man?
I don't know.
Well, those are the guys that say, well, you can go drive here, and
who
next time when you clear, this other guy will take this track and that kind of thing.
Oh, I got a train.
So whoever it was must have screwed up because they had some serious crashes, like six.
So we should call and give a shit.
Yeah, ask him, you know, if he'd been smoking or drinking or joking or...
Hey, you guys, party.
Was he looking at Playboy and missed missed the switch?
I'm going to tell my cows
good
in.
Call, man.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's definitely
U.S.
good call. That's definitely a good call. Good find.
All U.S.
What can I play here in the meantime?
You can complain that they're making a mess of your railroad.
Of my railroad? Okay, on the railroad?
Yeah, because it's your railroad. It's all belongs to the U.S.
It's ours? That's in Canada?
You guys got it.
Yeah.
You better give that shit back.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we're keeping you guys like a little savings account up there. You know that, right? Because once we run out of wood, we're going into Canada.
Once we run out of people to invade.
Yeah, exactly. You're next, Canada. All
right. Canada has weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, those bastards. All right. I'm sorry. Canada's great. Good for Canada. Hooray,
it's all
Canada.
Part of the master plan.
It's all part, yeah. Well, we'll see about that. All right, well, we're going to do another call. We're going to call that guy and see what he fucked everything up. We'll be right back.
Okay, man.
All right, well, hang on. We'll be right back with the Madhouse, everybody. It's 12:18.
Yeah, bye-bye. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. This is real bad.
Oh yeah.
Welcome to. Please enter your.
Duffman. 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 I need some Duffman drops.
You have 11 minutes available for this call. Please enter.
I'm running out of minutes, man.
This card is for domestic use only. Please enter the area code in.
Damn Canada. Well, you know what? We'll go to the backup plan. Let's try Gizmo. How do we do this, though? How do we have their call, Milkman?
Can we conference in one other person, Milkman?
I think it's pretty simple.
Milkman, you know how to do that, right?
Do what now?
Hey, these are we're saying, do you know how to conference in that number? Can you conference in Gizmo for us? I can't call, it's Canada.
Oh. Wonder if my calling card will work.
I don't know. Try to pass it over.
Let me try and send it to you.
All right, hang on. All right, everybody, we'll get back to that in a second. You can reach me.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and put that on hold and roll through the next one. I'll send you the card.
Oh, okay. Well, no, send me the card now. Try to do it now. And I'll do something else in the meantime. Madhouselive.com.
URL.
I'm way over-modulating here, man. Madhouselive.com. Again, that's madhouselive.com is the webpage for the show. You can also go to kdkprankcalls.com. That is the website for PCU for now. I guess it's a temporary home. That's KDK's, who is pretty much the guy in charge of the network you're listening to right now. Speaking of all this, I need to go ahead and start pushing real quick. I haven't been giving out the word tonight. I've been busy making calls. You want to listen tomorrow to Zolar. He called in earlier. Zolar is on at 10 p.m. He is the host of Zolar Vision. Very good show, and he promises nudity tomorrow. That's all new. Saturday nights at 10, you have KDK, who we're talking about now. He does a show at 10 as well. That's the Lunatic Fringe. That is it's the mainstay, the primary show of PCU. Sean Ward does his show out of Canada at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights at the end of the week. Again, that's Sean Ward's Peanut Punch Radio. 9 p.m. on Sunday nights. Good friend of the Madhouse. You also have Billy Mira. Has a show, Friends of Bill M. That's Monday nights at 8. And many thanks to Billy Mira. If it wasn't for him right now, you probably wouldn't be hearing us. He's been gracious enough to offer us server space for our Shoutcast server so that you can listen to right now. Be sure, everybody, if you're listening right now, anybody you know who listens to the stream, listens to PCU, or anybody you know who's interested in prank calls, or just friends of yours who you know like stuff like this, or you want them to laugh, spread the word and give them give them a link to the stream, the new one, the 69 dot whatever, because it just started yesterday. I think was the first day we used it, and I'm afraid a lot of people may not be listening tonight because they're confused about that also. On top of that, KDK
is on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. for his Psycho Babble show. He doesn't do many prank calls on that show. He usually talks, but it's still an enjoyable show, so you might want to check that out. Let me take a look here. Okay, Milkman, I see you came through with a card. I thank you very much for that, sir. Milkman. Milkman is gone.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, there
yeah,
you go.
You just put the legs up and yeah. back on.
I'm just getting this thing straightened out with the I was working on here the other day.
Okay, well, we keep working on that. I'm going to put your favorite song back on while I try to get this.
So was it the dwarf?
You go, baby.
All right, baby. Hang on.
We're sorry. This authorization code is invalid. Please enter your authorization code now. When I look to the west, and my spirit is this authorization code is invalid.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I think you messed up the number.
Are you sure you're not right?
Well, you repeated the first four digits.
Please enter your authorization code now.
Try again.
You have $3.96.
Wow.
Please enter your destination number now.
$3.98. Oh, yeah. Who am I calling? Ken.
That's right.
Yeah. Forgot. Your current balance will allow you to talk for 3 hours,
damn,
28 minutes.
Wow. $3.96?
Wow.
That's Canada. Yeah.
Oh,
hello? Ron? Ron.
On the phone.
Ron, look. Hey, look. This is Hugo. I need to know the situation down there. I got this guy over here. He's pissed off about his cow. You gotta tell me what to tell this guy. He's really upset. What the hell happened up there?
I'm sorry, who is this?
Oh, this is Hugo. I'm over here down at the station, and this guy just came down, and he says something happened to his cow today on the tracks.
He got hit by a truck.
He got hit by something. Oh, by a train?
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, what's going on? You're down in traffic, right?
Who's calling, please?
Yeah, this is Hugo. I'm telling you, sir. I'm here at the station. And we got a
problem. What station?
The station, station 12. We heard that something happened to the cow. I got some people here upset about it. I need to take a statement.
I'm sorry, I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, is this traffic?
Traffic for who?
Well, traffic.
Damn traffic.
Yeah, you know, traffic. The traffic department.
Train.
Train traffic. Traffic train.
Choo-choo.
Hello.
Please enter your destination number.
I went nowhere. Yeah, I just gave up Ron, didn't I? My bad. I didn't mean to use Ron. Did I get someone in trouble now?
He didn't catch it anyway.
All right, good. No. All right, good. My bad. I'm sorry about that. I wasn't quick thinking there. Damn. All right, well, we're done with that.
I think he was busy looking at that Playboy anyway. He's too busy to talk.
What's he doing over there with Playboy? At work? Right.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
W from.
Milkman's like, let me just be
They're
quiet.
They're going to kill Ron.
Yeah, let me just be quiet. Maybe they won't hurt me. Okay. Who else can I call now? Napoleon, Easy Killer, that's right.
No.
Easy Killer Eugene, let me give him a call. All right, hang on everybody, we'll be right back with another call on the Madhouse. It is now
12:26.
Yeah, baby.
I think I got you. I'll have to try and play that back later. It was funny. We'll be right back.
14. Reconnect your call.
Hello.
Eugene?
I'm sorry?
Eugene?
Gene?
Yes.
Ease. There's no Gene here.
Ease. So easy, man. Easy, man. Just calm down. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Look there, pal. How you doing there?
I'm doing all right. I can barely hear you.
Do you hear me better yet?
No.
What about now?
A little bit.
Good. Try for me. Look, I have a question for you, buddy.
What's that?
I have you down as your name is Ease. Is that true?
As
Ease. Yeah, Ease. We got you down here visiting our organization, and we needed some assistance. Can you provide us with some information, please?
What might that be?
How many people live in your household?
17.
17 people?
Yeah.
How many of those are Mexicans?
None.
How many of those are English speakers?
English speakers? All of them.
All of them? Are they pure white?
I believe so.
All right. You sure you don't have anything mixed in there?
No, I'm positive.
That's good. All right. Now, let me ask you this, since you seem to be on the up and up. What do you think the situation is where if you have to loot in order to survive, do you think that's right or wrong?
Have to loot in order to survive?
Yes.
I'm not sure what, I haven't been at that point before.
Well, if you had been struck by a hurricane and you decided to loot a television because you had to survive, do you think that should be a problem?
I have no need for a television.
Well, what if you could barter it for food?
Whatever happens, happens.
How much food would you give to someone who had a TV for you?
How much food would I give to someone who had a TV for me?
Yeah.
None, because I have no need for a TV.
What do you have a need for? Maybe we can talk. Look, I got this phone card. I'm displaced. I lost my house. And I'm calling people here. I've got some stuff that I stole during the storm. And I'm trying to give them up to get some food.
Well, if you stole things during the storm, man, you're a long ways from me.
No. I'm here with family.
You made the 2,500-mile trip in the last 2 days.
Yeah, well, I was able to get out of town. I looted a store in Detroit because of the hurricane.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, Detroit's a long fucking ways from here, too.
Well, I figured everybody's looting, so what the hell? So, I got some bicycles. You need a bicycle?
No, I don't need a bicycle.
What about computers?
No.
What about this cell phone I'm talking to you on? I stole it from some guy. I stole it from a security guard.
No, man. I pretty much just consume cigarettes and booze.
I got some cigarettes. What, do you smoke Pall Malls?
No.
Well, what do you need? I might have it. I got Marlboros.
No, I don't. I think I'll be alright, actually.
Well, come on, man. I'm hungry.
I'll say more power to you.
Can you just send me some food?
No.
Anything? You got any cans or something like that you can send me over?
Where are you at?
I'm in Oregon now. I'm from Detroit, actually.
I see.
But I've been displaced because of the hurricane.
Well, that's an interesting story.
Well, you're really boring me now.
I'm sorry. You're boring me.
You're an asshole. You're not laughing.
I am.
This is serious. It's not a laughing matter.
Well, this is a very strange phone call.
Well, what do you want me to say? What, I'm a very strange person? Well, you gotta make me feel bad. I'm just looking for a handout, that's all. I need some help.
Okay, well, Eugene Mission's on first, and...
I don't trust that crap.
I see.
I don't trust that crap. They won't take my TV. I already went down there. They said they don't need a TV. Sound like you. What, you people in Eugene don't like TVs? What's the problem?
I don't like TVs.
You don't watch TV at all, then?
No. Nope.
So you have no idea what's going on?
I hear about it. Listen to the radio.
Yeah, the radio, huh? Alright, well. Look, man, I'm going to hang up on you because you're pretty boring.
Okay.
Alright, well, have a good night, then.
You too, thank you.
Alright, later, man. Bye. Alright, well. That wasn't too boring. It had its moments.
It's too mild.
Yeah. I don't know what you do. Look, man, what are your thoughts on that? Oh, cool. I didn't know I could do that.
Whoa,
look at that.
Listen, I want a pot. Hot dogs, man.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Milkman, what kind of hot dog? What's your favorite kind of hot dog? What brand? You like Nathan's?
Okay.
Okay hot dogs?
Huh?
You like okay hot dogs?
Yeah, man, I like hot dogs, man. Yeah. I like the Oscar Mayer brand, you know?
Yeah, all right. Oh, I got some...
Hell yeah, man. We take them things, poke them on a stick, and roast them up over the fire, man. Have some Kool-Aid. We're going to have a party, baby.
Yeah, well, roll with that. Roll with that. All right, let's try to call... I got a Kentucky friend. I wanted to call Guam. I got some names in Guam here. The bingo players of St. Thomas. I don't think I should call them. Hang on. I'm trying to figure out.
Hey, you got to kick it up a notch.
Listen, Carlito, I just want to give a shout out, man, to a friend, man, who really helped me out.
Who's that?
Big shout out to Mr. Madman, the server owner. He is the magic man, and he definitely put us back in business. So I just want to give him a big thank you.
Oh, you figured out the problem with someone taking
your
name?
Yep, I'm done. That's what I was doing.
Okay. Oh, I got you. All right, cool. Well, that's good. Yeah, I know you were concerned about that yesterday. I was trying to tell you, look, I couldn't help you out with that.
We got to figure it out, okay. and I'll explain it to you later, but I'm right now. Okay. Thanks, Madman! Woo!
All right, well, hey, let's do another call to Hawaii. What do you say? I love Hawaii.
Hey, let's do it, man.
Let's do it. All
These
right,
guys
well,
are great.
Yeah, now I got to settle my music here real quick. I don't play that. You tell me if you see anything here, Andy. All right, guys, we'll be right back with another call. You're listening to The Madhouse. It's 12:34 Eastern on Friday, September the 2nd.
Yoo-hoo!
What, this place too?
That buggy ring.
That's so scary.
All
in store ring.
I'm not
on night transfer.
I don't know what the hell they're trying to do. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's probably on night transfer from the server's desk over somewhere else.
Yeah, Hawaii's got to be open, so it's like 8 o'clock. Wow, it's earlier than 8 o'clock. It's like
maybe
6.
New fax number.
Maybe.
Hawaii. One of them closes early. One of them closes at midnight. The other ones stay open all night. I remember we called every one of them one night.
It's 5:32 there.
It's 5. What time? Let me refresh here. Hang on. It's 6:36.
Well, 6:36. They got to have time to go water pineapples, so.
I guess so. Yeah, they take off early in Hawaii. I forgot that. I wish I was in Hawaii, man. They get those killer
hurricanes. No doubt. Let's go to have a luau, man. I'll bring the hot dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, well, what do I do? Yeah, this is the part of the show where the calls start dying down. We had a lot of good calls tonight, though. I think it might be called
definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Milkman, I think I'm going to call it a night, bro.
Yeah, man, we've had a very productive night.
We have. Let's quit while we're ahead, I say. We go for quality,
okay,
not quality.
All right.
All right, well...
I'd love to stay on, but I sure am glad that everybody stopped by and had a nice little time with us here in the Madhouse.
It was nice to be in the room
again.
Yeah, I agree. It was a great show. Phaser, also, thank you for joining. It was great having you in. Thank you for calling.
It was nice to be here.
Nice meeting you, Phaser.
Thanks for having fun.
All right, well, hey. Have a
and
fun.
I am pumped up for the Zolar Vision show tomorrow. It's going to blow the socks off you. It's going to blow your eyeballs and your speakers out. So get ready for Zolar Vision tomorrow. Same bat channel.
10 p.m. Eastern, everybody. Be sure to hear
that.
Yeah,
baby.
And what else? We're a very international show. We have three nations represented. Well, not nations, but... We got
three
Canada.
Geographic locations.
Yeah, exactly. We're all over the Northern Hemisphere, man. We're all over that. Wait a minute. The Eastern Hemisphere?
This is the Northwest. No, this is the Western Hemisphere.
North America.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the northern hemisphere and the western hemisphere.
Yeah, right. The northern, is that called hemisphere? Is it, it's got another different name.
I don't know, the meridian?
You got a hemi?
I'd like to have a hemisphere.
Yeah.
Okay. right here in my truck, man. One of these hemis.
Yeah? Come on, man. All right, man.
I'd do a burnout on my little rascal scooter if I had a hemi. All
right. you calm down there, remote, man. You just have a great time yourself.
Okay, I'm just going to do another quick donut. All right.
You do that. All right, well, Mike, man, we're signing off on you. Thank you for joining us via satellite.
Peace, love you, everybody. Thanks for stopping by the madhouse. We'll see you again next time.
Right on.
Adios.
Okay, they're gone now.
The best thing is Milkman is so much more enthused than you ever will be.
I'm always enthusiastic inside my heart, but not. I don't let that show up very much. But yeah, I want to thank you, Andy, for being on as
no
always.
Problem.
That was great. Hope you're gonna be on next week, hopefully.
Yeah, probably.
You don't know. All right. Well, hopefully, if you do
I
make.
I never tell.
Okay. Well, everybody, be sure to keep listening to PCU. We have tons and tons of prank calls that play here 24 hours a day. If you like what you hear, please continue to listen. Going to call it a night. Be sure to listen to Zolar tomorrow, KDK on Saturday night coming up, and Sean Ward will be on Sunday. For the time being, we're going to call it a night, as I said. Thank you very much for listening. It's been a great night, and we will catch you next week here at 9:15.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución, no los queremos, no los necesitamos.